Hey everybody, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/RagnarokRock.
All the cool people do.
We here at RagnarokRock would like to thank the following patrons. Chados.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vest.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Laura!
Well, I guess Eeyore represents the dark corners of Christopher Robin's psyche.
Also, one of the characters likes to be inside his mom.
And we're recording.
And it's okay, so Rue represents his Oedipal complex.
I guess Rabbit's the OCD?
Yeah, Rabbit's his OCD.
Piglet is definitely his anxiety.
Oh, yeah. Piglet's his anxiety. Pooh is his...
Gluttony.
Gluttony and childlike whimsy. Kanga is his maternal instincts.
And Al is like the... is it the superego?
The superego,
owl?
Owl.
He's smart.
And Tigger is his ADD. And Owl,
The superego is the moralistic part, that the ego mitigates between the id and the superego.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Psychoanalyzing the Your Children's Cartoons.
This is...
Hey, Winnie the Pooh started as a series of books. has been very psychoanalytic.
This is Psychodynamics in the 100-Acre Wood with Ragnarok.
Then tune in next episode for, I don't know, fucking Mr. Rogers?
Who was a saint.
Yes. He is beyond all analysis. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Ragnarok, another Ragnarok actual play. God damn it, I Eric'd that up.
Why
does that mean?
You really have to ask why that's you.
What an Eric thing to do.
Yeah.
What a dupedastrophe.
This is Fate's Fools. We're getting back to it after another long hiatus.
Yeah, really.
Because my job seems to want to drive my will to do anything creative into the dirt.
Sounds like a job.
Yeah. This is episode 14, I think.
Wow.
So, we're getting up there.
We started this as like a one or two episode thing to do when other people weren't around.
That thing's coming to come level 6.
It's still what it is. I'm 8.
Oh, wow. And we decided to keep it going indefinitely.
Good.
Because it's amazeballs.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Tracy, you just got kneed in the head. I hope you enjoyed it.
Is that one for the day?
No, my knee went into her.
Oh, okay. Damn it, we're keeping score how many times Tracy walks into things.
I just listened to the last episode to refresh my memory of what happened because we recorded it like... I think almost a year ago.
Probably.
Yeah.
And you were saying at the beginning of the episode how she wakes you up every morning by headbutting you and then just like grinding her face into your head.
Yeah.
Still going strong with that?
No, now she just kind of like rubs her face across mine, which is fine, until it gets to her collar with her tags hanging off of it. And I always have to move because I'm afraid she's just going to gouge my face open. So it is an effective means of waking me up.
This has been Waking Alex Up with Crazy, everybody.
Tune in next year and find out what she's doing then.
Fucking Mr. Rogers.
Anyway, I am Ryan, and I'm going to be GM.
I'm Ryan, and I'm playing Fenru, the chosen one of
Are you going to say Messiah?
Tomorrow. What?
Are you going to say Messiah?
Oh, kind of. He's the Messiah of the cultists.
He's the Messiah of death.
Yeah, he's going to save everybody from existence. I think that's a worthy cause for a messiah.
Go Leaf, and he's a wizard, elven wizard, and that's what Go Leaf, that's what he's all about right now. He's all about the chosen one.
And his girlfriend,
and his buddy Baldwin. And
I think your ferrets are outside.
Yeah, they're at the boat.
Yeah,
they got it. Yeah,
you guys left the ferret dragons and Nippy, Snippy, and Bitey.
Yeah, because it's horse size and couldn't come down a rope.
But, that's what Fenferel's about. He's about, trying to bring up about the apocalypse, apparently.
And he's super best friends with...
Yeah, we are super best friends. Piotr, the follower of the lost, forgotten, and downtrodden. I just read this and I thought it was amazing. I forgot I have a two-pronged gold and purple beard. And I'm wearing dwarven pants and a doublet.
Right,
children's gloves.
Children's gloves. Oh, yeah.
It's racist.
Smaller.
Not racist.
Yes, it is.
They're children.
No, it's literally a race.
It's pretty racist.
I don't think it's racist. It's not coming from a place of hate.
Doesn't mean it's not a racist.
It's ignorance.
Ignorance, yes.
This is worse. This is bad. This is bad.
That was Will's point when he said that Korean was a dialect of Chinese. It's not racist, it's ignorant.
And he's right.
Oh yeah.
You can't be racist, I'm too stupid to be racist.
I have the burn mark too wrote down, but that's not that cool.
Yep.
I agree with Will. He's just ignorant.
I'm sure boy stuff.
Do I have to say anything else? I'm gonna stand off with Fen Farrell about killing him because my magic book told me to.
And you're a cleric.
Stupid fucking magic book.
You love that part.
Fucking takes my health away. Like fucking stupid book.
You got it back.
No, I don't.
No, he's holding it.
All right, that's right.
Wait, what?
A book takes away fucking four of my constitution.
Okay. In order to prevent people from stealing his library books, the wizard who owns the tower cast a spell on all books so that when you take them off the shelves, they wither you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Four off my constitution.
I forgot about that.
You lose permanent con points until you put it back.
Fucking shitty book.
I'm Alex. I'm playing Walter Thimbleson. He is a paladin sworn to the service of the god Yintos, who is the god of curses and spite. Who's played by Steve Buscemi. But Yintos is a fucking asshole, and killed my mom. And I am currently on a holy quest to find the god of fate and call him an asshole. And I have gathered companions in this quest, some willing, some not so much.
I'd say willing, not willing, it's something to do.
I think my book said to help Walter.
Yeah.
So, and then it said to kill Ben for real.
Yeah. And he does what the book says.
And Walter is good at killing things and is also good at passing the buck.
Yeah, that's probably his best skill.
Yeah. Or, I guess, moralizing his actions to himself.
And he has a really good friend, too.
Oh, and he has an acquaintance. Oh, he has a fantastic friend.
That's what I was talking about, actually.
Named Borax, the Enchanted Stone. Borax is a rock that, if you don't remember, Walter brought to life with some of the pure enchantment that he has. Borax has his specialty of dancing, and his instinct is to lord over others, and he seeks vengeance. But he also likes to hang out on my shoulder, and he's the best. He's the best person.
I would hang out on your shoulder too if I could.
He's the best person in the world. I love him. Everyone else that I know pales in comparison to Borax, including my very distant second best friend. More of an acquaintance at this point, really.
Your words burn so.
And yet you have said that if Borax were to die, you would just get out your little vial of enchantment magic and make a new one.
Well, I'm also practical.
So he is your best friend in all of existence.
Your best and most replaceable friend.
Entirely replaceable.
What better friend is there than one who can never permanently die?
I'm Eric, and I'm playing Tamek X Lefwo.
You're welcome.
He's an immolator, and he's a salamander. He's, I just looked at this and I forgot he has perfect skin. I guess that's like scale, like perfectly shined scales.
Yes,
it's perfect, Eric.
He left his old village because, oh, shoot, it's been so long now. I remember
you killed your chief.
I think he killed the chief though, and he was getting kicked out, and then he killed.
It was because you wanted to
follow.
You wanted to follow me, and they didn't want you to.
Right,
or they wouldn't accept Yintos.
So I killed my chief and kept his
helmet.
His helmet, which I don't remember why I have it anymore. That's in character.
Yeah, and out.
Yeah, actually both.
And, you know, he's an immolator, so he can make all fiery weapons with his magic.
You know, I have to say, it's 2018. Why can't you be a salamander or just a salamander?
I don't know. It's a cool
individual.
And he has a cool...
Sala individual.
A cool wolf squid friend named Ebe Mox. I like him.
Who you wear as a backpack.
Yeah, Ebe Mox likes it. And I'm pretty much constantly giving him the water he needs with our... endless water supply.
That's right, because he would die if he didn't.
Hey, Gracie, stop.
Oh, yeah, Meyer and I... some of us can also make people cry snakes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can.
The crazy dark elf woman who you met in the psychotropic dungeon.
Yeah. I'll make you all cry snakes!
Alright, so now that we've introduced ourselves...
Gracie, can I have the alcohol?
What? Gracie, no. Gracie... maybe we should put this on the tape.
I mean, they're closed. Not that one. Never mind.
One of them is empty.
What?
I occasionally have a beverage.
My mother and sisters let my dogs drink wine with them sometimes.
They
drink from their wine glass, and I'm like, oh, that's really good of me. That's a smart thing. But, yeah.
Do you want to move this where the paper towels are?
Right? Is this a turn or a...
It's a twisty.
Okay.
Ow! So, what do you guys remember about where we left off?
We went to visit some wizard, whose wizard tower to find the book that from Piotr's God.
You guys are exploring the summer home of arch scholar Bartleby L. Wizardman.
There's also the bridge, because we're trying to get to the shifting savannas or something.
Yeah. You decided to detour to the tower because Piotr's book got destroyed, the book that tells him...
Got all burnt up.
Yeah.
I only have one page left, and it says, find the other book. Copy.
Right, and also the tower is our gate to the shifting savanna, what Meyer was saying.
Yeah.
When we arrived, we found out that the wizard has been for hundreds of years somewhere to a different planes of existence. And
that's what he said he was doing.
That's true.
And he has a bunch of slaves.
And he does.
Yeah.
And
we freed one, two.
We freed one from the monster.
Yeah.
We wanted to free Effie, who was like a living flame.
Right, I remember she showed us where she is on the map, kind of.
It was
very far away.
That was the last thing that you did, the last scene, was you used the Quill of Persepolis.
Yep.
And you failed, so the route to get to Effie is long and circuitous and possibly unsafe.
Right.
Let's see, and then basically... Not much. When we got into the tower, we bumped into what's her name? I forgot her name.
Ledma,
yeah, who's also a follower of Bark? Is that
no? He doesn't. You don't remember. No one remembers.
No, all right.
That's
he's
the god of the lost, forgotten.
All right. So it's also the father of the same god as Piotr,
and has been wandering around in the tower for decades looking for the book.
And we got to the library.
She was one room away when we found her.
Fenferil opened the books, asked, because only wizards can get the books, and as the only wizard, had to go.
Yeah.
And he opened the book, asked the god what did they want Piotr to do, and he told, the words read, kill Fenferil. And that was kind of how...
Maybe it was a typo. It said, kiss Fenferil.
And Walter and Tamek were sitting at a table in the reading section of the library, just chilling.
Yeah, you were making the map.
Yeah, well, we were trying to find where she was, and it was very far away.
There was a bit of standstill on the...
Yeah.
I was probably working on my poetry.
Oh, yeah, you were writing a poem for that half-dragon that's dead.
Her name is Iron.
Name was Iron.
Nah, it still is.
So you guys you're working on your poem.
Mm-hmm.
I picture like we fade up on the library, and it is dead quiet. The camera pans past Tamek. And Tamek is just like hunched over. He's got like a pad or something, a leather bound volume, and is scratching down.
My love for you is like a truck.
sick.
The muse is speaking through you, and her name is Iren.
That was the German rapper or something that Jan was bad at.
Would you like to make him fuck?
Yeah.
Berserker.
We keep dallying past, and Walter, what are you doing?
Walter is playing patty cake with Borax.
Okay. It's really adorable because Borax is, you know, doing the whole
little
thing with
hands.
Thick legs.
No, and you just got mad at me when I played patty cake with a zombie last game.
You just got like two fingers
that you're
clapping with and hitting his little three-pronged stick hands with.
My fingers.
With, yeah. And Effie is burning in her sconces, and suddenly she glows white, and she goes, "Oh dear!
Oh,
it appears that we have a bit of a Bevelachian standoff going on between your friends. It looks like they may kill each other."
Which ones?
What rhymes with incinerate?
Obliterate. It's kind of a slant rhyme, but yes, it definitely looks like the people you wandered in with, if they're your friends, are about to kill each other.
Okay, where are they?
They wandered into the stacks looking for the book.
Is there a popcorn machine on the way?
There is not.
Right, where? I mean. There's lots of stacks, so...
Oh, follow me. And she glows brighter, and just like there's a row of sconces, and she's burning in every one of them.
Right.
And they burn a little brighter going down the row.
Come on! I pick up Borax and put him on my shoulder.
Come now. Do you think an AABB sonnet would be better? Or perhaps ABBA?
I was always a fan of the rhyming couplet at the end, like an AABBCC kind of thing.
Oh.
All right. So you guys round a corner, and you see
my hand is gonna it's has a because I can do, I'm gonna put a flame in my hand. And I'm threatening, if he makes a move, I'm going to burn this fucking book.
All right, well, that's going to stop me.
Ledma, as I said last time, has drawn two, like, curved blades from under her filthy robes. And she is like, hanging back with Piotr because she doesn't want the book to be destroyed either. And Tanjaya has jumped up on one of the reading tables and has her bow and arrow pointed at Ledma's head.
So my back is you know, back up against the bookshelf.
No need to do anything rash here.
What's up, guys?
He's gonna burn the book. I need the book.
Oh, what's going to burn?
Why are you gonna burn the book, Ben?
Because what was written in this book?
It
said, because I know how devout this guy is.
It's dead.
No, I know. I'm saying, I know how devout you are, and I know you were reading over my shoulder.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I'm really sorry I have to kill you.
Whoa!
The book, his god, said to kill Fenferil, me. Or someone named Fenferil.
You're not the only one.
Oh, I'm not the only fucking one, but I know you're gonna try thinking I'm the only one.
I know, like, two other Fenferils.
Violence. I only know the one. Okay, let's take the book, and maybe later it'll tell us which Fenferil it is, and then we'll kill that one. It's probably not you.
I don't want to keep this fucking book.
Well, just
you want
me, I'll keep it.
No.
So,
because, one, this fucking, first off, this book, if I keep it, if my fucking health is it's costing me my fucking health.
I was going to say, you look kind of pale there.
Sorry, they're not fighting. I mean, just make the magic thing go away. You did that before. You did the big gold thing.
All right,
have a little paper thing.
I open the book. I'll try to talk to your guy one more time. All right?
Well, maybe you can hold it and I can talk to the book.
No, no, I want to have a word with your guy, to be honest.
Wait a minute, what was the woman's name again?
Ledma.
What is she doing while we're talking?
Her knives are out.
Her knives are out. She's just kind of like following the conversation.
Just looking at an arrow and snarling.
Hey, Ledma, you're looking a little, knifey there. Why don't you take that down a notch?
I really want to have a word with your...
She puts one of the knives away.
It's a start.
Oh, okay. So
I mean, we can all ask questions. The Temet can go too.
Yes, I will. Pardon?
Is this going to result in my death? Because honestly, I would be okay with that.
I'm going to open and see what the book says.
Who is that?
Out of character, I forget. Is there a no violence thing here? Or is that... That was a librarian.
I don't think
really. In this one, it's just the rules are just only wizards can take the book. If you guys grab the book, something bad is going to happen.
Right.
Also, the plain person did admit there were a lot of other rules that it just didn't tell us.
That's true. But we didn't do that. But you guys didn't take the collars.
Yeah. So you're not wearing the collars that will make you slaves to Bartleby.
If we break the rule.
If you break the rules.
Right. Because I just thought there was a place where we couldn't commit violence. Maybe, but it's not here. So it doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah,
basically, I could kill the knife woman, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes.
Not Ledma.
I mean,
depends. For so long.
I'm gonna kind of get a look at Tenjaya and give her like glance over to Ledma to give her you know, she can do whatever she wants with her.
All right. So Tenjaya, I'm going to say, fires an arrow because you give her the nod. Mm-hmm. Ledma, like, really quickly dodges out of the way and then screeches in fright and runs away and hides behind one of the bookshelves.
What was that? She got a fucking knife out, all right?
I'm with Fenfer on this one.
Is she? Put the fire up.
Alright, well,
what's wrong with fire?
Because it's next to the book!
Yes, but you don't just snap a lovely flame like that so easily.
Okay, I'm gonna put the light up. Alright.
Ask your question. And then it's Tim's turn.
I'll open the book. And I'm gonna, in my head, I'm gonna say, listen, you fucking asshole. I am the chosen one of the fucking death god. Alright? So you better fucking say on this page to cancel that last order, or I'm gonna kill the only two fucking followers that you still have. And after I fucking kill, I'm gonna burn this fucking book, and I'm gonna find any fucking other anything that symbolizes you, I'm gonna burn to the fucking ground so you guys can have nobody to fucking follow you. Got that, you little fucking bastard?
Alright, you open the book. Okay.
Sounds like to be forgotten.
So it says,
I'm looking to myself, I don't want to show them. I'm just reading it.
It opens to the same page.
Yeah.
That says, kill Fenferil.
Because I'm on my back, so I'm reading
and there's
it.
There's a little addendum to that. Uh-huh. There's a star, and it says, if you are Fenferil, turn to page 186.
This is your adventure now.
Alright.
Look to the end, and then go back and see what the right path is.
Yeah, so maybe just add a little detail about the book.
Yeah.
There are no page numbers.
No.
You have to count.
Alright. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
I can't by twos. I mean, you know, page 1, 2.
Oh, yeah, all right.
2, 3.
Yeah,
five.
I'll count to 186.
You just sigh and start counting off the pages.
He wants us to tell me something.
You should ask. Where are the page numbers on this?
There's no page numbers?
The order just laughs. What are numbers?
184, 186.
All right. So you open on a two-page spread.
Yeah.
The goatly sigil is front and center in the middle of it.
Yeah. Traps.
Around it is some kind of like mandala pattern.
Okay.
And the
mandala. Yep.
There's all kinds of symbols written in the edges around the periphery of it,
yeah.
In a language that you don't understand.
Can you spell so I can realize the language? No. Oh. No one has any. No. Know it all. Before, no.
I forget. Did I kill the her husband, or did we?
No, I guess.
Who?
Iren.
No. You guys were. You set out to ruin his life. He was in
and
a group. He got divorced. Right. So you went around and found all of his spouses, mm-hmm. and you used your power on them to convince them that he was a bad person.
Can
right.
I spell lore or something?
You can. I would allow that. Right.
Otherwise, if I fail, can I somehow try to memorize what this?
Yeah.
So I'm going to first spout war. What is that? Intelligence or something?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Spout war. Okay. There we go. I got a... What's my intelligence? 11.
11. Okay. So the marginalia in this other language,
yeah.
You try to think back to your magical training.
Yeah.
It is a very strange written dialect of Supernal.
Okay.
Which is the language of angels and heavenly beings.
Okay.
You realize that there are symbols.
Mm-hmm.
There are three symbols around the goat leaf sigil. Yeah, in the center of the page. Temek, what is your symbol?
I figure I want. I would say there'd be a flame involved somehow.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm working on it. Leave my phone alone. Oh, yeah. There we go. There's just a flame with like a couple little twinges coming off the top. And I'd say maybe a blade poking, like coming out from it. Because, you know, I create fire weapons. I'm good at blades of fire.
Walter, how about you?
Middle finger.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, what else would it be? Oh, that's also my god's holy symbol.
Yeah,
Thark, right?
No, I'm Yintos. Thark was the goddess of
the
desert.
That we have.
Oh.
Yeah, I have her head in a bag. One of us has her head in a bag.
Like I said, people
maybe
Tomek
has it right now.
And you're, Piotr, you're the question mark, right?
Yeah, I would say question mark.
Okay.
All right, you realize that the marginalia around the symbols are all describing your fellow adventurers.
Yeah.
Sort of telling their backstories. And there's a little note that says that the only way you can avoid your fate
uh-huh.
to bring about the end of existence is to
die?
No, fully embrace the quest that they're on.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna make a correction.
Yeah.
My Walter symbol is a middle finger, but on the hand there's a beat.
Okay. I like it.
It's a hand giving the middle finger with a tattoo of a hand giving the middle finger.
So there's, I'll amend that. There is a proviso. If you are not willing to die, then you need to be as committed to this as Walter is, because only by warding the god of fate can you avoid this horrible prophecy that you have been chosen for.
So you gotta avoid Walter. All right. So it's
either die,
either you die,
or jump full,
or
throttle at the Walter's quest.
You find the god of fate and
just
tell him
what
to
you
go
were
fuck
doing
himself.
Anyway.
Yeah, you could change your fate by making fate change your fate.
Yeah,
I see. All right.
So, what's it say?
I'm, like, trying to look over your shoulder very, very hard.
I think Fenn's trying to read it like this. Like, yeah. Moving back and forth.
I'm literally, like, walking around in circles, probably.
I'm behind the wall? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm behind a book. I'm just going to take a couple seconds and just memorize everything. So then, like, if I can write in my book everything there.
Temeca's watching. He's got...
All right. There's a table. I'll find a table. It's a library. It has to be a table. So I put it down. I open it to a fresh page. All right. Who's next?
Temeca's been watching. He hasn't been paying too much attention. He's got a quill in his hands.
Nothing.
Kind of tapping his chin with it. The quill eventually bursts into flames. Ah, that's the fourth one.
So,
no, you're pushing me. What rhymes with immolation?
I was actually going to, yeah.
I'll let you know that it didn't confirm nor deny that I was the Fenferil. It just, your god gave me advice of how to proceed in my life. Gave me two options.
Wow, that's nicer than anything he's ever done to me.
However, he didn't say or deny that I'm the Fenferil like he wants, or she or they want to kill.
I mean, it seems like it would be a big jump to just kill this guy, man.
I think so, but, I mean, it's my turn to ask a question after Borax.
Well, Temeca.
Temeca's next.
Then Borax.
Then Borax. Walter, do you want one?
Yes, sir.
Well, Borax got it.
I suppose. What about the bow and arrow girlfriend lady?
Tangaya?
Yeah, you want a question, Tangaya?
Yes, I do.
Cool, I'll go last.
Would you, a question, yes, whatever, would you say that immolate and procreate rhyme, or is that a bit too much of a reach?
You turn to a page, and it says, well, it is a bit of a slant rhyme, but I guess it works.
Wow, it's been much more cognitive than your last.
No. This is a printed copy.
I'm not sure it's in good taste, but it rhymes. Oh, Borax, you want to ask it a question?
Borax jumps up and down. You put the book on the floor, I guess?
No, just put him down on the table.
Okay.
Do we want our privacy or reading? Like, each one has our privacy? Or we...
I don't care.
Borax marches up to the book, pantomimes like it's talking for quite some time, and gets very animated. and then reaches down and tries to turn the pages, but isn't strong.
Here, buddy. I moved pages for him.
You turn to a page that has an illustration of people fleeing in terror from an enormous rock monster that is destroying their village and, like, crushing people. And has, like, part of a building in the, like, in its rock hands. Like,
what the hell?
Borax, is that you?
Borax falls to his knees and, like, touches what would be his rocky forehead to the book. and you think you hear, like, tiny little sobs?
Borax, that's awesome, dude.
And it just like looks up at you and points at the book and goes back.
Oh my god.
What, one day, buddy. I have an idea. I'm gonna pick him up and I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna talk to Borax.
Hey. Oh, wait, whose turn is it?
Walter, but he just walked away.
Oh.
And, no, I said I didn't want a question.
Yeah, he gave his to Borax.
So Tangaya's.
Tangaya, yeah.
All right. Tangaya picks up the book and doesn't let any of you see what she's doing. And she turns the pages and she just kind of like smirks and goes, of course. And then she hands the book off to Piotr.
Yeah. All right. First, I'm going to ask, how did we get this book out of here?
Safely. It's,
Either that or you're just reading yourself.
I just say that out loud. How do we get this book out of here safely? Can I flip through the pages and there's a little flip book of how giant Borax smashing things until I get to the page?
page.
You just,
ooh, this one he somehow got in the tank.
There's, it like holds the little chunk of it looks like a church spire that it's got, or a bell tower, and like holds it up and like a mouth opens and a person falls out and is about to fall into the mouth of the giant rock creature when it lands on the answer. It says this can only be accomplished by crafty use of a strong magic spell.
Which magic spell?
Wait a minute. I walk back. We're in a library, right?
Yeah.
Of a wizard?
Yeah. Yep.
So we know which book that is, right?
Yep.
So put that book back on the shelf, and then why don't you see if there's a book that has a spell about how to get books out of this library?
And you probably look for spell books.
Yeah, but each time you take a book off, you get hurt more.
Yeah, I know. So if I put it back, I can get my health back.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll look for like a spell book to show you.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys don't mind me nerding out on a library, and I can go to town, really.
I mean,
I'm a wizard. The more I read, the stronger I get, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, you're a wizard now. You graduated college.
Yeah.
So then Piotr asked the book, do I really have to, referring to killing Fenfro, just start flipping through pages again.
It says...
I like how the book is answering so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says, eventually.
All right, I'll close the book. Let's find that other one.
The book?
The reason that it's answering so much, you close it and you see immediately, like, the book that you had was kind of like really like abused, kind of faded, dirty copy of a copy. This is like a first edition.
Okay, it hasn't been through the desert over and over again.
Right.
All right, I'm putting my book back.
Wait. Can I ask it a question?
Mm-hmm.
Walter opens it up and thinks to himself, who are my real parents? And then opens to a page.
All right. Let's see.
Because he was adopted by the Beat Crofters.
You open the book. And it doesn't give you an answer. It just gives you a kingdom map.
This kingdom map?
That very one.
Okay.
And a location is marked on it. Let me see. Oh, it's got to be the Lake of Regret.
Where's the lake? Regret?
Oh man.
Kind of toward the right, toward the middle.
River of the Lake of Regret. There it is.
Lake.
Oh. Well. Cool. Like in the lake?
No. On the side, on the shore.
Oh, okay. Do I know? Are there any towns on the shore? Not, there are
villages, maybe.
Wait, was the Lake of Regret where my favorite beach was?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh,
well,
I don't think I remember my favorite beach. Yeah.
What was the beach's name again?
It's Mac's favorite beach.
Oh.
the name of it?
Well, yeah. Formally. That's what we wrote, but you forgot the beach, so it's formally Mac's favorite beach.
So if there are any villages, they aren't marked on the map.
Okay.
You do know that It is kind of a resorty area, so it's a little touristy.
Oh man.
Come to the Lake of Regret. You won't regret it.
Parents possibly own a B&B.
Oh no, I didn't. I just thought it to myself.
I'm just thinking.
No, they might. Yeah. Oh god, my parents are yuppies. Interesting. All right, here you go.
All right, I'll put it back. So this is how it's going to be. Walter, can you watch Pyotr and fucking Yebo, whatever.
Ledma
over there. Make sure they don't try anything against me.
Oh wait, Ledma, it's off.
It's what now?
We don't have to do it yet. Oh. Yeah, we don't have to do it.
Okay. Did you see the book?
I saw the book.
Can I see the book?
No.
But
he's big. You have to
give him the knife. Give me both your knives.
She like scrambles with them and hands them to you and cuts herself very badly on them.
Oh.
All right. I'm gonna pat her down. She got any weapons on her?
She
giving her an ocular pat down.
There is a smell that comes off of her when you pat
I
her robes.
I hang out with Pyotr all the time. I got the smell.
I was recently. That's when I got the dwarven clothes and a dyed beard.
Something rattles around under her clothing. You feel like a glass bauble or something. There's something that's very, very... It feels like a couple of sticks.
Can we say she has some magic beans?
Everything that's in your pockets on the table.
Oh, she just has beans that she claims are magic.
So when you say that, she just takes off her robe.
Oh god.
Oh.
And everybody oh. even Tenja. Oh
god.
Oh my god, that is
jeez.
You really need to do some gardening there.
Oh. Gosh.
Right now, I'm thankful for it.
Oh, here, I'll take the book back. Just
hold on, wait. I have to fix her hands before she gets blood all over the book.
All right.
I'm going to heal her hands.
Okay.
I give the knives to Wolf. So,
okay. I tuck them with my other weapons.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I got 12 to heal her hands.
All right, so she stops bleeding.
All right. Here's
and the she takes the book.
She also gets +2 forward to the next damage.
Nice.
Right, I have the happiest ecstatic, which I wrote wrong.
Fire.
Flaming wand of burning.
It doesn't really matter how much I get. That's why it's baby. Jeez.
It says I should follow your lead.
Okay, great.
Great, whose lead?
Pyotr.
Yeah.
Mm. He's ecstatic.
Great, we have another follower on our
Well, we can thin the numbers.
Give me the book back.
It says that you are the new High Septon of the Fate
Jeez.
Of the Forgotten.
Oh! It's the High.
I find this incredibly unfair. I wandered in this tower for six, seven...
You were in the desert for 10 years.
7 decades.
Decades.
And that's more than
you. And you walk in and it's the third room and you get... You know what? I'm very angry.
Would you like some cactus juice?
You know what they say. High septoning is a young man's game.
Hey, is it hallucinogenic?
Yeah.
Incredibly.
give.
All right, I give her a skin of it or whatever.
Yeah,
all right, I take the book back.
She chugs it very...
I take the book back and I put it on the bookshelf. All right, you watch these two. Make sure they don't do. I will do my research for a spell.
See if we can find you some children's clothes.
Right. Okay, you two, come on, crazy kids. Let's go back to the table.
I'll go with Tendra.
Ledma picks up her filthy robe. And,
no. Lee, could you have her robe back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, take a shit on it. Where is there? What's?
Don't go.
What stuff's in?
I'm gonna rifle through her pockets then.
Okay. She's got. She's got a potion of some sort. It is a very thick, viscous purple liquid.
It's a potion that makes something really big.
Ooh, what's this potion do?
I don't quite remember. It's been a while since I've taken that one out.
Oh.
I remember I traded for it. I can't remember. I think it was the last scrap of food that I had.
Oh, probably pretty important then.
I think
it's a fizzy lifting drink.
Oh yes, that's the one that sustains me indefinitely.
Oh
wow,
not really indefinitely. Each sip lasts about 5 years.
Wait, so one sip of this and you don't have to eat or drink for 5 years?
Yeah, well, you know.
So it's an immortality potion.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, it's still ages.
You can still die of disease or old age. It just sustains you in a mind-numbing, seemingly pointless journey through a corrupted wizard's tower.
Stay with us, come on.
Do you want this back then?
Yes.
Okay.
She takes it.
I put it back in her pocket.
Oh, wow! I thought you were going to charge her.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute. I'm evil.
You were going to drink some of it.
Find. Wait.
What's in it for us?
All right.
Come with.
Well, I have to. I'm supposed to.
I guess.
My vows are dishonor and lies. So not necessarily.
Greed,
yeah.
I'll let you handle these two. I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna start walking.
I'm chaotic. I asked what's
the AFP, where's the spell books?
Well, anywhere, really. Feel free to peruse the catalog for the subject of your liking.
I'm gonna do yesles.
See, that's how we got this one.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Tinja. Let's go to the card stacks. Let's go find ourselves a book.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what happens when your boyfriend's a big nerdy wizard.
So I'm not going to make you roll research. You find a book.
Okay.
What is its title?
Please do not read this book from... what's his name?
Dispelling Spells and Other Enchantments.
Actually, no. First, I'm not going to go to the book. I want to go... when I walk out, like, with that, when I get out of earshot from these two. Hey, Effie.
Yes?
You said before when I asked you if I wanted... I told you I wanted 2 books to read, right? One, and, you know, I got the one book. Where's the restricted area? I want to find a book about Goatleaf, the Death God.
Ah, yes. The history of Tamar, can be found, and she...
How do you spell it?
T-A-M-A-R.
Where's the history of Tia?
So where is that?
Tia Tamara?
Sister. So she, once again, the sconces glow brighter, leading you deeper into the library.
Okay.
You find a rolling staircase that you have to use to climb to, like, the second story of a particularly tall stack. And waiting for you at the top is one book that is just sort of like stuck in. It's sticking out slightly. It looks like it's made out of the blackened leather hide of something. And when you touch it, it sort of has like a sticky texture in your hand.
That makes sense. With anything I remember from the death cult.
And you draw it from the shelf, and there is a symbol.
It's on my chest?
Yeah.
Oh, that
goat leaf.
In retrospect, I wish we named all of our deities after TGIF characters. I would follow Belky.
Mine could be Stealth.
That's true.
I wish that all the time.
My God, Cousin Larry Appleton.
You know, since it's just the two of us, right now, kind of have something kept in my chest.
Okay.
This tattoo. Ow!
Something I learned within, you know, past 24 hours. I kind of remember... I learned... And since you're my girlfriend, I probably should tell you all everything I know. What's important about myself, need to be honest, so... No, I'm not just a cultist of the Death of Goleaf of Tamar, Death God. I'm actually her chosen one. I'm the bringer of the apocalypse, to be honest.
Well, that explains it.
Explains what?
Well, when I asked the book,
yeah,
what would happen if we stayed together? It gave me a very, very detailed description of a birth. And what was born was, well, it was horrific.
Yeah, our child.
Did she smirk at that?
Well, she smirked and she went, of course.
Oh, okay.
So...
So, maybe we better find a book on birth control.
Yeah. he actually does love it. Yeah. Probably should. If you don't want to, I get it. If you don't want to, listen. The book, when I asked a second question from the book, it did say that I didn't have, there was an option for me not to bring out the destruction of the world.
That's good. The world is a shitty place, but it is, you know, where we keep all our stuff.
Right. Bad, you know, that's the good news. Bad news is, for us that to happen, we do have to go all in and follow these idiots to
all in
on their mission.
And following their mission will somehow circumvent your destiny?
That's what he said. The book said, follow them and or die.
Fenthrill is all in.
I mean, I don't know. What do we really know about this god of Piotr's? I mean, he made the poor man wander around in the desert for God knows how long, and his other follower, she seems even worse.
Yeah, pretty bad. To be honest, all the gods seem pretty fucking awful.
Yeah, that's generally the impression I'm getting.
I mean...
That's the impression that I get.
Tamek, look at that. We're fucking... We're bound together by fate. Look at this...
You're Walter now.
Walter, look at this awful fucking birth, fucking burn I got in my room.
Yeah.
Changes, by the way, so this is a, you know... Not looking so good right now.
That's, yeah. Well, let me put it this way. Fen, before you came into my life, I was the head of palace security for my queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got to kill a bunch of people and torture whoever I wanted, and mm-hmm. it was generally a pretty cushy position, but it was boring.
Yeah.
And since you came into my life, I've been through a literal drug trip. I've watched you defeat a dragon, which was like the coolest thing that I've ever seen. And we're raiding the tower of a wizard arch scholar for forgotten knowledge. Like, this is the kind of shit that I've wanted to do for years. Mm-hmm. I can't give that up.
Well, listen. I don't give a shit about any of you guys. It's just me and you. Alright? So if you're okay with this, That's all that matters to me. All right.
She takes your hand and smiles and says, "I'm gonna go work on finding that book of birth control."
Yeah. All right. Don't touch it though.
Yeah.
I gotta do.
So you turn and look back at the book. You kind of like set it down on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's trying to crawl away.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. I'm going to put it back down. I'm going to hit it.
it like screeches at you.
Stop it.
The book?
You open it.
Yeah.
Stop it. You open up.
it does. It like flies open. Yeah.
Should be a real like
behave yourself. I'm trying to read you.
Yes. I see.
Alright. I'm just gonna, you know, skim. I'm gonna try to. I'm not gonna read fully. I'm gonna skim through. If there's important parts, like, you know.
Let me see. So the book opens with an inscription. Tamara, the black goat of oblivion, has returned to trample the heavens under her terrible hooves, mm-hmm. and chew the world to cup. All praise to the dark mother of the end times.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells the story of the gods of a long forgotten pantheon on a plane that was destroyed so thoroughly, mm-hmm. that its name no longer exists.
The god. Man. What was that? What is it?
Killed his name.
It was a god?
No, a pantheon.
Oh.
On another plane. The plane, like I said, was so completely eradicated that its name no longer exists. Jeez.
What was that from? He killed his own last name. Something like that.
I don't remember. So the story of Tamar was that she was a part of this pantheon as a goddess of nature. And birth and the springtime,
yeah.
And she committed a transgression. Akos, what transgression did Tamar commit?
Jaywalking.
Is this like legend?
Well, this is her history as told by her followers in some kind of a disgusting, possessed tome.
Sticky.
So she was the goddess of springtime?
Yeah, springtime, birth, and nature.
She gave birth to winter.
Okay. So she coupled with another god of the pantheon.
They blame her. Before then, there was no autumn or winter. There was just spring and summer. And so they blame her for destroying their paradise.
I think there would have to be just summer, right? When would spring come about?
It just get a little less hot.
Yeah.
They called it spring. It was her.
The seasons were
summer and cool nebulous. Summer.
Yeah, okay, so
only spring and summer.
Yeah.
I like that. So she mated with the god of
There was planting and harvest, and then it just like went back to planting.
Right.
So where did fall come in?
Well, you harvest at, like, the end of the summer, beginning of fall. So that would have been, like, the end of the year they would harvest. And then they would just go back to, like, the growing season. And shut up. It's a mythical thing.
Yeah. As punishment for ruining their paradise, yeah. and bringing winter into existence, the other gods slew her mate, the god of, was it the god of summer or the god of autumn? The autumn harvest.
Well, autumn didn't exist.
It was the god of death. Oh, no, they could have been slowing the god of death.
Yeah, he probably has a failed
save. It was a mortal.
Oh, it was a mortal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so she copulated with a mortal and brought winter into.
And because mortals die,
it produced a tainted offspring.
That brought death.
Winter's a tainted offspring?
Yeah. Of summer and her mortal
lover. Take that, Christmas.
Tamar and her mortal lover. They expelled her from the pantheon, and in her sorrow and rage, she became twisted and evil and vowed to destroy them and everything they held dear, which was all of their creation. And once she had done that, she learned that there were other worlds, and she would not stop until they were all ashes at her hooves.
Jeez. Alright. It's kind of like Maleficent.
I'm kind of thinking also of the polo aliens from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Cricket aliens, yeah. Well, that won't do.
They sent a spaceship around in a little cloud and saw the rest of the universe and decided that it had to go.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right. And then the rest of the book.
Yeah.
So that's like the intro.
Oh, wow.
The rest of the book is different.
They follow that up.
The stories of different realms that she has destroyed.
What's the gist of, like, her, like, chosen ones?
Usually it involves the copulation and birthing horrors.
Oh, so chosen one.
She can't access a given plane of existence or exert any real influence over it until one of her chosen... makes an ill-fated pairing and gives birth to the world's destruction.
So you have to give birth to Shub-Niggurath's offspring.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. All right, yeah, I need some magic birth control.
Well, we can cut your dick off.
Well,
No, just his balls.
That's fair.
Or both.
I'm magic. I can stop my sperm.
You can certainly try.
So
your mirror pull-out game better be on point, though. If it's not,
kind of reminds me of Futurama. This is ow, my sperm. This is
all right. I'm gonna put it back, and I'll find a spell book that's titled
Spelliferous Spells and How to Dispel Them. Third edition.
Sure.
So first spells and how to dispel them. Alright, so...
it's by a gnome. A gnome wizard. Famous gnome wizard.
Okay.
Named?
The gnome wizard.
No, the first thing I was thinking of was named Chomsky.
Chomsky?
Gnome Chomsky.
Chomsky.
Gnome Chomsky.
Chomsky the gnome.
Chomsky the gnome, I like it.
Chomsky the wise.
Oh, good with Gallagher.
Look for his other...
Oh, no, that's Liam.
Look for his other tome, Don't People's History of Magic.
Alright.
So, let's see. Roll 1d10.
Alright. 1d10 it is.
I finished my time, and my favorite is the ending.
Six. Okay.
I can't wait to hear it.
I can.
So you can learn a level 5 spell of dispelling.
Oh. Yeah, my dispels are a level 5. No, 3. So I have a level. Now my dispels level 5.
Yeah.
Does that mean then?
It takes up a level 5 spell slot for you.
Oh, I can do 3 and 5. I can do 2 dispels?
The level 3 version is slightly less powerful.
Oh, okay.
Two levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they jump up. It's only the odd numbers, isn't it?
Yeah.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Alright, so I know 5 spell. Alright.
Can you do a 5th level spell?
Yeah. I just have to. I'm gonna have to.
You're gonna have to prepare.
Yeah, prepare.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can prepare some spells and then I can switch around stuff.
Alright, so while Tangjaya is researching birth control and Fen is learning the spell of dispelling, what are the rest of you guys up to?
I'm making sure that Piotr and the old lady don't murder Fen.
Alright, so wait, so it says
not
that...
in the same room.
Alright, so my level 3, it says that magical spell, powerful spells, magic is reduced or dampened. So does that mean now instead I'll just be ended?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
We're around a bunch of books, right?
Yeah.
Can I look at one of them?
No, because you'll get hurt. You're not a wizard.
Oh, like physically hurt me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He said something bad will happen.
Oh, okay. They said that in earshot of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what Effie said.
Right. Effie said. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's impulsive, but not impulsive enough if he knows something will hurt him that he'll do it.
Hey, Effie. Is there any statuary in this tower?
Some.
Okay.
Are there any of these books that I can touch? I do know some magic. Does that count?
What kind of magic do you know?
I'd like to create, away from the books, create a fire sword.
Okay, it manifests, and she goes, oh, right, you're the one who hurt my face before.
I did?
Yeah, you made me smile. Thanks for that, by the way.
I thought it would be nice.
Even my master, who's held me in bondage for thousands of years, has never forced me to smile.
Oh.
Did she talk to us before that happened? I can't remember.
She looked kind of... bored, and you used your manipulation of fire powers too.
To be fair, I did not know you would be speaking to us, and I thought it would be nice.
I dispel my weapon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nice.
So can I touch the books or no?
Well, there is a section on fire magic that you can...
I'm already trying to head off to where it is.
Okay.
All right, I'll just stay here then.
She didn't tell me where it was, so
no,
this is going to be great.
So make me defy danger using either wisdom or intelligence. Right. See if you can find your way around the library.
Right. Intelligence.
Okay.
12.
Yeah, you've been in enough. I don't know.
534. That's always fire magic.
How does Temek
know? The Dewey Decimation System.
I love it. How does Temek know?
Can it be the Dewey Exclamation System instead of a period? It's an exclamation point.
How does Temek know so much about libraries?
Let's say his parents were big on reading, and he wasn't as interested when they used to bring him to the library. But he, you know, sometimes out of boredom would go and wander, and just enough times doing that got him, you know, a little acclimated to how they tend to work.
Okay.
How they tend to be organized.
So this library is very well organized, and find your way to the section on fire magic easily.
Oh. I'm going to look through and find one that looks fun.
Okay. Name the title of a book.
Fun with Flames.
Let's see. I'm trying to make a pun. don't know. Give me a good one. I'm not getting a good name right now.
Burning Desire, harnessing fire for love and profit.
All right. So you see that. You take it down from
there. I touch it first with a finger to make sure it's not harming me.
Doesn't seem to be.
Pull it a little bit.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yep.
A little bit more. Am I in pain?
Not yet.
The rest of the way off the shelf.
All right. Roll a G6.
Three.
Three. You lose 3 points off of your constitution.
Yeah, I knew that would happen. That's until I return it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to put -3 there for book.
And that also comes off of your HP score.
Yeah.
-3B.
That's for that one.
Okay. So I feel a little weaker.
Yes, that happened to him. I'll put it back in a moment.
All right. So roll a d10.
Sorry, Gracie. Kick you in the face.
Six. All right.
You lost 3.
You don't really have spell levels.
Right.
That's true.
I don't.
But if you were a wizard, this would be an equivalent of a level 5 spell.
Oh.
So it's
nice.
Pretty powerful.
Where can I?
Maybe that's like an advanced move.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, you get a spell called, Burning Desire. With enough concentration, since you are a salamander and an immolator, you can manifest the thing that anybody wants.
Oh.
So.
But it's made out of fire?
But it's made out of fire. So we'll.
Fire version.
We'll phrase that as a move. You roll plus whatever your. What's your main stat?
I forget, it's been a while. Constitution, Charisma, and...
Well, what do you roll for your...
Oh, here we go, con.
Okay,
so... You know, that thing I need to get back when I put the book there.
Yeah, so you roll plus con. On a 10 plus, it is exactly what they want. And you hold them entranced until the illusion is dispelled or... Or you dismiss the item.
I was just reading over Nippy Snippy and Fighty, and it could also spew fire. I can remember that.
Nice.
All right, got that. 10+.
On a 7 to 9,
my hair dragons.
Choose one. It's not exactly what they wanted.
How much damage is it?
But close enough.
Oh, I do 1d8 as well.
Uh-huh.
Or they are skeptical and may require further proof.
1d8 times 13.
That's true.
You might be able to have 1d8.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to research this for a little bit and then put the book back. Because I got from him what has happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
I would have noticed from what happened to Fenfrel. Would I have been able to deduce...
He said that it, like, made him sick.
I told you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you put it back, and you get your constitution.
Yay. So I don't want to be permanent. Constitutionalized.
All right.
Constitutionalized. That's
like... Piotr,
I'm going to commune. I'm going to change my spells up.
Okay.
And then I want to heal myself, because I have some damage. So, figured out what I was going to do before. So I guess can I roll for that?
Sure.
So how many spells do I get? I get my level plus 1, right? Grant new spells of your choice. Total levels don't exceed your own level plus 1. So 7, 6, and another 8. Oh, this one. Yeah, okay. Alright, so then I'll heal myself with 2 moderate wounds. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, 10. 11. It's 11. I rolled 11. So I do, it says 2d8, heal an ally you touch, 2d8 damage.
You can heal yourself if you like.
Do I also get to add, let's see, hold on. When you heal someone else of death, no, I don't get to do that. Alright, 2d8.
I think I'm going to commune too.
Okay. Change up your cleric spells.
Yeah, because I think I've lost one.
And 6, that's 7. I think that's more than I have. Yeah, alright, I'm back to full.
Alright, so you guys spend the better part of a day in the library researching things.
And finishing my poem.
And you finish your poem. It is a masterpiece.
I agree.
I'm gonna take Sever.
I don't have to read the whole poem, but can I at least read the final couplet?
Sure.
No, read the whole thing.
The whole poem.
Okay.
It's 14 lines.
Alright.
Favor us with a reading of your sonnet.
The fire in my heart burns twice as bright when in the presence of your gorgeous face. Your lovely flame illuminates my night, enough to kill your husband with a mace. When first I set my eyes on you, my dear, I knew I had to have you as my own. A sigil on my heart your face did sear, forever to be mine and mine alone, said with emphasis for that part because it's very selfish. The fires of love your presence immolates, enough to leave your husband on a whim. And if by chance we were to procreate, our offspring would be better than those with him. I guarantee of strife your life be rid, if you would run off with me and my squid.
He has multiple wives and husbands, It's a group thing.
I don't know whether to be offended or impressed that you wrote that during the middle of this game.
It was in the beginning when Tamek wasn't doing that much.
Okay.
So...
All right.
Our offspring would be better than those.
I definitely rolled a joint of wizard weed and started smoking it, by the way, because this shit's been pretty heavy.
I took the Sever spell in case anyone really pisses me off.
I need to chill out. It's been pretty heavy right now. Shit got real.
Yeah, real quick.
Ooh, is there a book about drugs I can...
So, Fenn, did you figure out how to get the books out of here?
Yeah, man.
Are you gonna do it?
Nah. Yeah.
So when Fenn breathes out, I'm picturing he's hitting the really hard magical drugs.
Yeah.
So there's like just purple smoke
yeah.
and star fields that he's exhaling.
That like unicorn shaped smoke.
Yeah. And you can just see it like swirling behind his eyes.
Guys, I've been in this library a really long time.
Yeah, I like libraries.
The Walter's getting bored.
Listen, man, libraries are cool. I mean, oh man, I really didn't want to get kicked out of Yaha. Waha. I mean, I gave shit to Rory, about hanging out at libraries, but you know what? I'm a wizard too, man. I like libraries.
Is there any other doors out of here, or is it the library just at end?
The magical elevator, the beam of force that lifts you up to the library level is the only way in or out.
Or it's probably dead.
Okay, so we'd have to go back down
yeah.
to the surgery room to go back.
Yeah.
Haas destroyed.
Yeah. Tharp did that. She did!
I'll pull the head out, right?
You make it nod.
Listen, you like the killing stuff? This is what I like, alright? Let me enjoy my...
Is Timek cool? Not. Is Timek not cool? No, she can't. No.
I mean, you're the killer guy. I'm a wizard guy. This is my area, buddy.
So why don't you do some wizarding?
I did do some wizarding.
So we could just take we could take Peter's book and leave.
I gotta do wizard stuff first.
Okay, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Chill out, man. hang out.
Oh, I want to stab something. I got these new knives.
Oh, where's Ledma?
Hey, those are my knives.
There we go.
Are they good knives?
They're okay.
Hey, Piotr. Here, pass a joint. No hard feelings.
What is
smoke it.
Eat it.
Smoke it. The smoke. Pull it in.
Piotr.
This is the way for sex.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's
smooth.
And then just fake that.
You know that feeling that you get when you haven't eaten or drank anything for almost a week and you've been wandering around in the hot desert?
No, he drank plenty of catfish.
he didn't
eat anything until every once in a while he'd catch a rabbit.
A scorpion?
Well,
some insects.
When you're at about day five of that, and you're just starting to develop that hallucinogenic high, the feeling that you're probably going to die, and that's okay. You get that in like 5 seconds by inhaling whatever Fen just gave you before you pass out.
Kind of feel like he always has that feeling. But all right.
You see the world, the universe.
Yeah, I saw the universe.
I mean, if I want to be really annoying, I'll start blowing into my doohickey.
What?
My paralyzing Aztec death whistle.
You have one of those?
Yeah.
I almost bought a real one on Amazon. They have them now.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Yeah, as his roommate, I can understand that feeling.
So Ryan and I are going to convince him to get it. And you two have to stop them.
Hey guys, you know what that whistle means? It's 6 a.m. Again, it's 6:30.
Let me just look at one more book and then I'll dispel it, alright?
Alright, what book are you looking for?
I'm going to look at...
It's $100!
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't buy it. I didn't remember why, but...
Oh, this one's 55 for 72.
I think it's a real, like, hippie wizard. Mm-hmm. Doctor... What's up, doctors? It's fucking fantasy.
A hippie wizard?
Yeah, like...
It's art scholar.
Who's a famous hippie? John Lennon?
Willie Nelson.
Okay.
Some... Leo.
Wilson Nelly. That's how you did the other one, isn't it? You just push the letters somewhere. That happened earlier.
So it has to be like a halfling. Halflings are fucking drug guys.
Ben Breezy.
All right. Ben Breezy, arch wizard.
Arch scholar.
Arch arborist.
His
not that arborist. That's trees.
His guide to
herbalist,
herbalist
Ben Breezy,
master apothecary. Apothecary, yeah. Thank you. That's close.
Yeah,
he's got both of those titles.
Yeah,
the book you pulled down is like a Doc Bronner's soap label.
Text all over the cover.
Yeah,
he's like this is like the Bible, man. You look at stuff, and I'm going to. Do some research of how to make some like primo stuff, man.
The book is called The Electric Herbal Magic Test.
Oh. I'll take one of my books. I think I have like 6 books or something. How many books do I got? I got 3. Well, I have a bag of books. I have 5 uses.
Well, that's like research.
I know, yeah. but I'm just saying, I have a bunch of books, and one of my research books I'm going to be just writing.
Transcribing. Okay, roll me another D10.
Those books always have the blank pages, or you could write on the inset cover.
I also, before that, also, just this is also, this is happening in the past, I inscribed what the, like, the gold leaf and all the symbols and stuff, so.
Oh, you transcribed it all in your journals?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I can always, if I ever get enough chance, I go to another library, since I probably won't have a chance of this one to stay.
We'll probably burn this one down before we leave.
Yeah, I'm gonna go find a book.
Okay, burn it.
It's like, the gods.
Well, this place isn't a city, so it might be
so
okay.
So we roll what? D-what?
A D-10.
Okay, it's in a city.
Awesome.
Wasn't it?
Okay.
Just on a
eight.
Tower.
Oh,
eight.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can learn one level 7 spell.
Whoa.
Damn.
I just wanted to look up fucking drugs. All right.
The level 7.
The level 7
drugs.
Spell get high.
So let me put it this way.
How about this? Okay. You allow this.
Okay.
One of the 7 level spells is true seeing. You can see the things they truly are. But you get so high, you can see past the BS of this world, you know? It says true seeing. You can see all things as they truly are. This, if that fact persists as long as you tell, until you tell why you dismiss the spell. And something like that, like.
Sure. I was gonna give you something else.
Okay, well, it was.
Alright. So, the herbology and magical drug growing that you learned at Wahar or taught yourself and cobbled together, in your quest for knowledge and magical drugs, that was like child's play compared to what Ben Breezy has cooked up.
Yeah.
It was like magical hydroponic shit.
Yeah.
Most of my characters like druggies.
So I will say that the spell we'll call it brew. You think of one discrete effect that you want it to accomplish.
Okay.
Not here and now.
Okay.
Whenever you cast it, you think of basically a drug that you want to. That you want to concoct.
Yeah.
On a 10+, you get 3 supply.
All right. What 10+? I get 3 supply.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
On a 7-9, you get 1 supply.
Oh. 7-9.
Yeah, you get 1 supply.
Okay.
And basically supply, you can, it's like an amount you can either use or sell.
Okay. And then I 6 a fail.
Yeah, 6 is, 6 minus.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Brew, make drugs. Oh man. Drug business just game, like drug game has went up.
you can call that, further concocting.
Alright.
What spell did you choose?
No, I don't. Now I just basically.
I can decide
what I want. What kind of drugs I make.
Oh, you improved an existing spell you had?
No, I just made a new one.
Huh.
What did you call it?
Further
concocting.
Further concocting. Ben Breezy's spell of further concocting.
It's called, like, you pack it now.
Further concocting.
Spelled like the bus.
Alright. Yeah, basically, so I guess I can basically.
Ken Kesey's bus further.
Alright.
Who's the Ken Kesey?
He was the guy that drove around in that bus and did acid.
I guess I can always, like, somehow, like, you know, that mix the drugs in. Like, I can mix some spells into that shit.
The reference is awesome.
You know?
I don't know. That's what he was known for, Eric. He drove around in a bus full of people doing acid.
He also wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was known for that as well.
Look up the electric Kool-Aid acid test.
All right.
No.
So we go.
So
I take the book out. I'll get the book.
All right. So you take out the book. Roll me a D6.
I already got minus 4.
Oh, you're sticking with that penalty? Okay. I'll
stick with the minus 4. That's what I've been just figuring.
Okay.
So I took the minus, and then, so I put it down. Alright. So, here we go. So if I dispel it, we're cool, and you're not killing me.
Yes!
And your friend's not killing me.
You.
I won't kill him.
See?
You are the High Septon, after all.
Also, if you try to kill him, I'll cut your head off.
Or my girlfriend, or my 13 dragons.
What?
To be honest, you are making it sound rather appealing. I do beg for the sweet release of death.
Nah, you'll be fine.
That's High Septon.
Here we go. I'll just dispel magic.
All right, so what does that look like?
I say waha.
I probably, have to, I guess in the book, I'm going to make a small symbol in, the corner of the book of anti-magic.
Okay.
In the corner. And then I will, I will probably, some type of rune in the thing. And then I'll place my hand on it and say some type of spell to enchant this rune with the magic to dispel the, the previous magic set upon it.
Okay.
I suck in the...
You inhale the magic?
Yeah.
Okay, so roll to cast that spell.
Should come out your ears or some other weird place. Smoke just starts coming out of the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
my intelligence tells you. I got 11 again.
11. Mm-hmm. You inhale the magic. So here's the thing. You're dispelling the spell.
Yeah.
But some of your constitution is going to get lost in the translation.
Oh no. Okay.
So I'll let you have half of it back.
So two?
Yeah.
Okay. It's up 13 instead of 11.
And you can keep that as a penalty. Instead of healing damage, you can heal one of those up.
Okay. Wait, what?
Well, at a full heal up, or if somebody's casting a healing spell on you, instead of healing hit points, you can heal one of your
constitution. So it's going to go back up to a full 15 eventually?
Yes.
Okay, but right now it's only 13.
Yeah.
Alright.
And I think that is still...
Oh wait, did I just heal him of that right now?
No, it's... His constitution went down.
I know, but he just said he can get healed of.
Oh.
One point at a time.
Okay, can I heal one point of it right now? Maybe I shouldn't.
That's up to you.
Don't bother. We have our friendship is a little strained at this point.
All right, I'll sit on it for a bit.
Sit on it.
I mean, there's a whole thing that you might kill me kind of thing, so it's a bit,
strong. You. Yeah. But God did mark you for death. Mm. But then you said the nicest thing anyone had ever said to me. I forget what it was.
Called you devout.
Oh, yes.
All right. Here. I put the... As my friend, I trust you not to kill me. At least, if you do decide to kill me, don't do it behind my back. Do it in my face-to-face. Like a man.
I promise not to stab you in the back.
All right.
He doesn't have anything to stab you with anyway. By the way, here are your knives back.
if you try to kill me...
I'm going to just hug the book.
Pain. I won't just kill you. Painfully. You will suffer and suffer. My girlfriend used to be a torturer for the drow queen. She knows how to do it and make it real slow and painful, bitch. Gotcha.
She looks like she's considering for a moment whether she'd rather have the pain of following Piotr as his holy underling, or the pain of being slowly tortured to death by a drow torturer.
Yeah.
And she just kind of like
Well, sags, I mean, if you really want to die, just let me know. I'll kill you.
Can I?
She, like, a tear comes to her eye, and she...
Wait, at least let Borax do it.
She, she grabs your hand, and she goes, thank you, young man. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me in 40 years.
Borax is really good. Look at him, just, like, cracking his knuckles.
Look, but Borax, I gotta, you know, loosen it up a bit. Yeah.
I pledge myself to follow you, Septon Piroter.
Hi, Septon.
Yeah, that's a regular type.
Piroter's smelling the book. While this whole thing goes on, he's just smelling it. He doesn't even know.
You're not going to do the honorary first ask of the book? Or?
I mean, we...
Well, I don't have a question right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, should I ask where to go?
Why don't you ask it if you should do an honorary first ask?
Ask it what question you should ask it.
Ask it what's your first mission? No, he'll probably still kill me.
Well, no. First we have to get to the top of the tower.
Should I ask you a question? And then I'm going to flip open the book.
It says no.
We shouldn't ask a question right now.
No, you shouldn't ask a question.
I'm the one with the book.
You said, should I ask you a question right now?
Yeah.
That's true. It was pretty specific. You didn't say, should I? Is anyone ask you? You said, you specifically.
All right. So we have to go back downstairs.
Should so we can go upstairs. What did I just tell you?
So we're saving Effie.
Well, about that. While you guys are getting ready to kill each other, I found out where Effie is.
Mm-hmm.
It's nowhere near here. Mm-hmm. It's really far away and hard to get to and probably dangerous.
She's been super useful. And she's been a slave for a very long time, she said.
Look, I'm all for an adventure through this crazy tower to save the lady of flame.
And if he's all for it, then I'm all for it.
I say we help her. Alright, let's help Elfie. She's been helping us out. I feel real bad. She's a slave.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Alright, Elfie, you there?
Yes. It's Effie.
Effie, sorry.
Effigy.
We're coming to save you.
Okay, I'm going to remain neutral toward that sentiment because the last time I thought about it, I was in a lot of pain.
Oh, we're not coming to save you.
Is there a way to free like all the slaves, like a one switch?
I don't think she can tell us that because any thought of rebelling. Well, remind me, any thought of not being in your current position kind of fills you all with pain, right?
As I said, it's a very elaborate mechanism that cuts off my contact.
Hey, Effie, is there like a place that we should just avoid altogether? That you know, if we somehow stumble upon it, it would free everyone. Just, you know, to stay away from anything.
Something that would probably make the guy who owns this tower really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where should we avoid?
Yeah, like where would your what is there any places where you know your master would not want us to be?
Well, he does have quite the variety of portals to other planes of existence, other realms.
Where are his personal rooms?
Yeah, we should not go to. We just want to make sure to not ever.
We don't want to invade his privacy.
Yeah, so we know to avoid them.
Those are all the way at the top of the tower.
Yes.
Oh, that's where we're going anyway. Because the portal to the Sifting Savannah is at the top of the tower, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. It's somewhere in the tower.
It's somewhere in the tower, yes.
Okay.
So that's somewhere we should just stay away from his... Is that the only place we should stay away from, or is there any other places that your master would not want us to be?
You should also stay away from the basement.
Oh, is that where all the blue things are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we found that one. Yeah, don't go in the basement. Because you don't want to wake up the monsters, Piotr.
What monsters?
I'm not saying that's where I'm located necessarily, but
in the basement.
That's where I'm located.
That's where the monsters are.
Wait, is that we? I fell in a pit in the first room. Was that the basement or is that something else?
No, that was the basement.
Is there another way in besides the pit in the floor?
There is.
Okay. Why don't we find that way in?
Okay.
Because the pit in the
floor... avoid
that. Yeah, avoid that. Because if I remember correctly, out of character, there were like a dozen or so of those big blue things down there.
What were they again? I don't remember.
They were just like corpses stuck together with blue stuff.
No, they were people. Maybe corpses. Because we pulled a living person out.
You killed that one.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, they weren't corpses until after we were done with them. That
yeah.
Ivo was the guy you pulled out.
I just spelled magic on them. You killed them.
Yeah.
I defeated the monster by dispelling magic. You guys...
I think I technically split one in half.
Yeah, and then you burned it dead alive.
All right, so...
How did I do that?
No, Alex did with his flaming rod.
There we go.
Yeah. I have a flaming rod now.
I don't find that.
All right, so...
Flaming Todd.
Order of priority.
Flanges.
I'm just making notes on our map here. One, find Effie, right?
Well, don't find Effie.
Avoid.
Avoid
right,
Effie.
Right.
Avoid Effie at all costs.
Two, avoid wizard's rooms?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Avoid that, definitely.
And three, portal to the Shifting Savannah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, we definitely should avoid, I mean, if, you know, by avoiding it, then that means we won't, you know, abandon all our other companions.
Yeah.
I mean, why do we need to port us to Savannah when we have a fuck airship that can just fly there?
Because I think out of character, we don't know where it is.
No, he does.
No, you know where it is.
We do.
Oh.
You came to the tower to get
the book. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we don't necessarily need the portal. The ethereal sky trail.
Yeah.
All right. Either way, no matter what we do, even if we just want to leave, we have to get out of here and go back to the surgery.
Uh-huh.
Let's go
and avoid the basement.
Yeah, and let's not go to the basement.
Not basement. All right, Effie, you can leave us to be. You can go about your business. We're just gonna, you know.
Unless we, you know, call out for you, in which case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Don't mind us. We're just gonna walk out of here.
All right. So you know a direct route, which is down back to the surgery.
Right.
Through the hole in the floor. But you have to go through the nest of blue things. Yeah.
Right.
Or you could try following the route that the quill sketched for you, but it is very circuitous.
Right. I mean, I didn't write it down because you just said it would be like over there.
Yeah. Well, you don't know exactly how many rooms.
Just that
because it was it drew through the blank part of the map. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a long journey. And it flashed red at you, so you think that means...
Danger will happen.
Yeah, basically.
So we want to take the long way through possible danger, or the shorter way through definite danger. Because I'm all for killing things, but 12 of those big blue things is a bit much.
I usually prefer the long, meandering path.
Which path goes through a desert for 12 years?
Wiggling, babe.
Hopefully none of them.
I mean... We've learned an awful lot in this library. That man you pulled out of the bluish thing did say that this place was a treasure trove. Maybe
that's true.
There could be other stuff.
Yeah.
Long way,
I guess.
All right. Do I know from the quill drawing the map? So we go back to the surgery, and there's a right and a left door. Which one should we take?
Go with the left.
All right. So that's the quill already sketched out the path. We just got to go this way.
On we go.
Can my wand be also my death staff?
A death whistle?
Death whistle.
Sure. somebody roll me a d6.
I haven't done anything. A 1.
We're dead. And a d4.
Okay, you go.
2. 2.
Something else. 3. 5.
20.
Only a percentile die. 3.
Roll me 4d6. 3.
A did roll a percentile.
What was
got
that?
Seven.
What was that time when Will rolled something with like Will? It's mathematically impossible.
It was, I think we were playing Better Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And he rolled like 11 dice and said he got no match.
Yeah, well, like that's not possible.
Okay. I'm guessing
yeah,
it's like D6s or something.
No, it's D10s.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
You're looking for matches.
Right, yes.
Yeah, like, well,
I just knew.
Give me one second.
Give me a break.
Then he's like, oh, yeah.
Ow!
That was an arm, by the way, listeners.
AKA his brain?
Oh. No! I want you to chop my arms and legs off with a chainsaw!
So I did.
Well, I knew what he meant, but...
I'm glad we don't have to kill each other yet. Yoder.
No, he's got a really
me
cool
too.
Nickname.
I don't
Torso
know.
Boy!
Yeah.
Do you want your nickname to be Torso Boy, Eric?
Torso plus some other stuff. Like
I mean, I don't like killing people
boy.
Who don't deserve it.
Doesn't really work for a nickname.
We can shorten it. T-A-S-O-S... L-L-A-S-O-S boy.
Tossalossal?
Yeah, Tossalossal boy.
I mean, I defeated a dragon just by sending it to another planet of existence.
I didn't really defeat it, you just moved it.
I defeated it. It tried to kill me.
It could still be coming
back.
He didn't kill it, but he did defeat it.
That is
right.
He postponed
it. But
it
lost the battle.
No, it lost the battle. It challenged me and lost.
Yeah.
I outsmarted it.
That you did.
I mean, I saved Fenn's life, so by the transitive property of victory, I have also defeated a dragon.
That's not true.
I have waffles.
That's not true. That's funny.
Yes, it is. I have plenty of waffles.
I killed a dragon fly once.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty close.
Nope. Not close at all.
I don't know. Have you seen some of the dragonflies in those big swamps?
I must say, I'm not a fan of talking about all this killing.
Sorry, this requires a lot of
dragonflies.
Oh, no, well, before you said dragonflies, I was about to say, and then right.
Ooh,
the dragonflies.
Okay.
So, how are you going to get your lady friend that's on it?
Oh, we'll travel back once we are done. Of course.
No,
they won't want
much
us back.
To left.
They
to travel back.
Yes, unless they won't even want us back.
Oh, then I will kill them until I find
I mean,
a way
they,
to her.
To be fair, we just showed up and they didn't want us there to begin with, and we didn't even destroy.
They were real jerks about that.
Then we could show up again. We did it once.
Real rude.
Yeah.
We can do it again.
I have a blimp now.
Real prejudice against, you know.
Much easier.
Beasts of our pets, really.
Yeah.
Alright,
well, they were okay with Borax.
They were pet unfriendly, but very unfriendly pets.
You know what you have to do? Start saying, I've heard these people, like, you know, sometimes people have
like
seen
comfort,
my dogs.
Comfort animal?
They're your
comfort dragons.
Yeah, well, I was going to say they're,
companion?
Companion animals, yeah. Mm-hmm. These are my companion dragons. Yeah.
So,
it's my seeing eye dragon.
What marching order do you
have? I have anxiety. I have issues with anxiety.
I'll go first.
What keeps me from getting anxious?
You know those people who have those seeing eye lenses?
Yeah, man, I got social anxiety. Helps me.
So Walter's first, who's after Walter?
Tamek.
Then who?
Well, anyway, ten, Charlie.
Old lady.
Okay, so...
Ledma?
Ledma is following Tamek. You and Tanjaya afterwards?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, and then...
I guess I'm...
Oh, I don't want to be behind.
You probably... Alright,
we're only up the rear.
I'll go in front of...
Alright.
I'll go in front of... What's her name? She's following me.
Yeah, she is.
Like, she's already following me, and you just inch between me and her.
Excuse me, I stepped in coming through.
Yes.
I guess.
Sorry, High Septon.
I'll actually write this on here. High Septon. Pete,
I have
the High Septon.
You go through the first door that the Quill has led you through.
Mm-hmm.
You emerge into that open atrium area, the central space of the tower.
Oh.
You can see the magical beam of force that led you up into the library. Stretching up, coming from the other entrance, but there's a wall between you and it. It looks like everything in the center of the tower, if it's a big cylinder, is vacant, and there's a tree with like many, many vines like hanging down. The first level, however, you kind of see as you walk down a few stairs, it's almost maze-like. So there's like
corn?
What happened?
Like corn?
Except stone.
Oh.
Wait, so we left the library, down the magic elevator, to the surgery,
yes.
And then we go out of the surgery into this atrium,
yes,
and it's a maze.
It's a maze.
Okay.
A rock porn maze.
you come to a...
I'd say porn twice.
An area, there's all kinds of different corridors branching off. And there appears to be one area where the wall has like crumbled away. So what do you do?
So the tree is in the center of the maze?
Yes.
How big of a tree are we talking?
It doesn't look all that proportional. The trunk is, it appears, maybe it's one tree, maybe it's many trees that are just, like, grown together, intertwined. It seems to branch off into, random, like, bits of some, like, efflorescence into, you know, just flowers and leaves. Some branches appear to be dry and barren. Some are like hanging with vines and like swamp reeds almost.
And you said there's a bunch of doors leading out of here?
Yeah.
Which one is the one we need?
The quill seems to be pointing you toward the area where the wall has crumbled away.
Oh, that's where I was meant to...
You mean like it's crumbled and is blocking the doorway? Or?
No, there's a hole in the wall.
Yeah, there was a door, okay. And now there is.
Gotcha.
I want to go look towards where the hole is.
Say again?
I want to go look towards where the crumbling wall is and see if there's anything interesting over there.
Okay, discern realities.
Where's the moves? What stat do I use for that again?
Wisdom.
8. 8. So you hold one. You can ask me one question.
I need that list. This is faded out.
Yeah, mine was pretty hard to read too.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
Well, it seems as if someone has set up a very crude trap. There is a like a tension wire strung across the hole, and you can see that there is a blade under tension that is poised to stab whoever trips the wire.
Like, what height is the blade at?
It is about. It's about chest high.
Okay. I'd like to motion to everyone, stay out of the way of the doorway.
What door?
The hole.
Okay.
I like to move over, make sure I'm
stay out of the hole. That's what she said.
Out of the way of the hole, and then like cut the wire.
Okay. The knife hits the stone and bounces off. And clatters to the floor. You see that it is some kind of steel that you've not seen. It shines like silver, but it doesn't deform. It has several like purple gems in it.
Ooh.
And it looks extremely valuable.
I'd like to try to pick it up.
Something terrible
is going to happen to me.
As you go to reach for it, a gray, clammy hand clamps down on your wrist. And you look over and you can see What you thought was just a pile of rubble is actually a concealed humanoid figure. And it looks, you kind of make eye contact with it, and you see where its eyes should be, is just like the top half of a human skull with empty eye sockets.
Hello? Is this your knife?
It nods. And you notice that it's missing its jaw, its jawbone.
May I have it?
It shakes its head.
I think I should have it.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Oh, I motioned to the thing grabbing my hand. Did they see it, or is it just to me? Now that you mention it.
Now that he points it out, yeah, you notice that, hey, that's not actually a pile of rocks, that's a guy.
Oh, hey, man, how you doing?
It waves at you and reaches over with its other hand to pick up the dagger.
I'll give you this instead.
I'd like to use... is this like a one-time... Like, do I have to recharge the use of this spell?
No.
Can I talk or something?
It doesn't have a jaw.
It doesn't have a jaw.
I can use telepathy.
Hmm?
I can talk with through telepathy.
Oh. Cool.
Now, let's see how the next interaction goes.
I have a roll plus con. The burning desire spell you gave me. 11.
11. Alright, so I'll ask you, what is this thing?
What is it?
What does it want? So to give you an idea of what I rolled, it is a neutral undead human that is looking for food that was lying in wait or in ambush.
Mm-hmm.
It has a neutral disposition. It is pale and sallow. And
it's
it
a Wendy's coupon.
Middle aged.
Well, it's looking for food. Maybe a nice healthy plate. Its favorite kind of food.
Okay.
Chris could turn
it. It's going to be something gross. I bet it's going to be people.
Yeah, but that just says it can't get within me. It doesn't really know. That may come within reach of you.
So you manifest...
You hold it off and block and we go back.
You manifest a handful of grubs and worms.
Ooh.
And maggots.
Ooh, hum. All right, eat the dagger.
Its eyes go wide and it drops the dagger and it reaches for your...
Oh, so tempting. I'm reaching over to give, like, leaning over slightly to try to pick the dagger up while I offer it to the thing.
Okay. Fenfril, you said you wanted to try speaking to it?
If they don't want me to do it, I'll do it.
I'll let you do it.
Well, nobody has said anything to anybody.
I'll talk to that. All right. So I'm going to go in my bag. I have a little headband. I put it on my head. I'm going to put it on his head. All right.
Okay. It ignores you as you do that.
All right.
That's exactly what I need.
And it's thinking grubs.
Yeah, basically, it's thinking about how it wants the tasties in the lizard man's hands.
Oh, hey, bud, how's it going? You talk to us.
So hungry.
Oh boy, he's hungry.
Is he made of rock or is he like a zombie?
No, he's a zombie.
Oh, okay.
You weren't dead, man.
Dead. Yes.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So long. Have I wandered these corridors?
Jeez.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. So, wait, you gonna try to eat us?
No.
No. Not gonna eat us.
No, too many of you.
Too many.
Mm. Kill some, eat the rest.
He's just hungry. He's just so hungry. You want us to check you out? Like, end your suffering?
No.
No.
Want food, want the tasties.
He just wants the tasties.
Scrumptious bugs.
Just the bugs.
Oh, he can have them.
He was...
Okay. Wink.
Alright, give him the bugs.
I give him while still reaching to pick the dagger up.
Alright, so do your damage to it.
My damage to it? Okay. Yeah.
So it,
that's the thing. You manifest what it wants,
right?
But it's made of fire.
Wait, so Bet, how long have you been here for?
I'll wait till the conversation's over.
You're talking to this thing telepathically, yeah. So you just see Fen like put this thing over its head, and they're silently. So you reach down and grab the dagger.
Right.
Wait a second. How long you've been stuck down here?
Untold time.
Mm.
So long. Mm. It was my punishment.
For what? What did you do?
I stole a book from the library.
Oh, boy. Where's the book now?
I don't know.
In your friend's head.
The master, he was my teacher. I was a student at Macomb.
Oh, yeah.
And he took me as an apprentice, and I foolishly tried to steal one of his many magical tomes.
Yeah.
And I was punished severely. He cast me into this maze and put me in this god awful state.
How long should I be staring at those two?
I mean, until it's done, I guess. I don't know what he's
doing. That sucks, man.
Yes.
So wait, why don't you want us to kill you? Just to get your misery, man. It seems like you're just gonna stay down here fucking in, you know, misery. Don't you want just a nice quick death to pass on to this other world, such, you know, to other set of existence?
Ledma's ears perk a quick death.
You can't hear him tell
right. Just yeah, think right. Quick death. Right.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah, no, she still hears it.
I mean, I'm just here suffering.
No, suffering is my lot. Maybe one day he will free me, and then I can go back to receive my degree. And
he hasn't been here for hundreds of years, dude.
No,
also Macomb was destroyed.
Also, yeah, we were just at Macomb, not looking so good.
I could always transfer to Waha.
That's for sure. That's
for sure. Oh,
man.
Maybe the Dwarven School of Alconi.
I mean, yeah. Alconi is okay, I guess. It's, I mean, parts of it damaged.
No, it's true.
It's not totally destroyed, like, you know, Waha.
Yeah, that's true.
What is happening out there?
You know what? It's a long story.
Maybe I'm better off in this maze.
Okay, can we go now?
So listen,
I pocketed the dagger at this point.
Yeah.
We're trying to,
give me the tasties and you may pass.
Absolutely.
Listen, we're trying to, we're trying to find up some treasure. We're trying to make some.
Did he say that part?
Sweet loot.
I don't think he can speak.
No, this conversation.
Yeah. Oh, right. I thought
it's an AV conversation. You should see your way out.
That's not kind.
Okay.
So listen, we'll give you a taste of this, but you need to help us out. We want looking for some sweet loot. If you can help us out, point us in any direction for some sweet cash to get out of here. You know what I mean? Any sweet treasures or, you know. This guy, look at this. He might be your master, but this guy's a dickhead, all right? Look at you. It's in a terrible state.
Yes.
So yes. Fuck this guy. Help us out. Fuck him over. You know, flip him the bird. Fuck my man.
Very well. Through the next room,
yeah.
You'll find a series of portals to other realms. The projection stones at the center of the room are very valuable and can be used for instant travel to any of the different realms.
That sounds fun.
Oh.
That sounds like a good... All right, bud. What's your name?
Eric.
His name's Eric.
No, you're...
Right. Starts with a D. That's a 28. Hold on. That's an 18. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M.
You have your system, right? Oh.
Wait, there was a new system?
Yeah, on your green card.
I forgot. No?
It was on one of the cards you had.
One was for, like,
under
consonants,
under
and one was for vowels or something.
Oh, look at you! Alright, so how do I do this again? I alternate a little bit. I got the 20-sided die, ends the 6-sided die, so I toss in a vowel every once in a while so you can pronounce things.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like pronouncing.
G O B.
That's it.
Gob.
Thank God.
Gob.
It's pronounced Job.
Alright, we'll stick with that.
My name is Job.
Okay, Job. Nice to meet you.
It was going to be Gobbly. Gob is good. Job is good. I like it.
Illusions, Michael.
Alumni of Macabre.
It's the Mormon College of Boatsmithing.
I'm alumni of Macomb, Mormon. Enjoy your tasties. Take off the helmet.
All right.
Cut off
Can we go?
Yeah, go for it.
Here you go.
Can you say what's in the next room?
Oh. Stuff.
Now I guess I roll my damage.
You know what? Don't worry about it. It falls to the magical grubs and starts consuming them before it realizes what's going on, what a terrible idea that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is a flaming skeleton that flails and kind of like tries to put itself out, but the fire grubs have like crawled into it.
Mm-hmm.
And are now burning it from the inside, and within like seconds it is reduced to ash.
I got a shiny new knife.
Listen, we got some pretty fucking valuable stuff.
It was trying to kill us. It had the knife coming out to stab us.
Yeah. It's gonna be full of portals, he said. And in the middle of the room is gems, which are what creates these portals. And these can instant travel to any plane of existence.
Wow. All right, let's go.
So, primo stuff.
Can I try to appraise my knife?
Okay. Make me just defy danger using wisdom.
Defy danger.
Let me tell you.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, it's the catch-all.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know.
7.
I'm sure we can get a pretty penny for that. Instant travel of different planes.
Or, you know, just keep it if you want
to. We can rent it out, like lightning.
That's true.
We can sell exclusive rights to it.
Yeah, we can have like a birthday party type of thing. Like, hey kids, want to go to the land of fire?
Visit the elemental plane of fire for your 5th birthday!
It'd be fun.
Get a tan, meet a dragon.
I can somehow like you know I'll make a spell so they're resistant to fire and they can just go around and flay at the fire all day long. I mean, sure, there's probably monsters in there to kill.
I'm sure there's definitely monsters.
So this knife is incredibly valuable, priceless, in fact. Also cursed.
Ooh. Ooh, bonus.
Oh man, that's his curse.
The curse makes you live forever. That's good, but you'll always be hungry. That's bad. But food will be able to sate your hunger. That's good. But everything will taste like pork. That's bad.
Oh, pork is alright.
Pork's alright. Yeah, give it 3 years.
Okay.
The curse. You're not quite sure what it is. You can just feel the wrongness of it with your fire magic.
Bless you.
Bless you, sorry.
Thank you.
And as you're handling the knife, examining it, it sort of cuts you a little bit. And you can see that your blood flows into it and into one of the empty gems that just sort of fills up and turns red.
Oh, that's peculiar.
You all right there?
Cut me a little bit.
You're not too sure what happened there.
I don't recall touching the blade.
Mm.
And look at that.
I noticed it going to the gem?
Yes.
Mm. That wasn't red before.
Yeah, good. Probably cursed.
Oh, that's a thirsty dagger.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not a good dagger, man.
I'll wear a glove.
I mean, it's already got your blood, so...
How many gems are there?
Many. It is very ornately inlaid with gems.
I mean...
I wonder what happens if all those gems turn red when filled up with your blood.
one of your souls gonna get bound to it or something.
I'm sure I'm fine.
All I have to do is carry this knife around and not stab myself with it.
Ow! Ow! What?
Let me just put it in my seat. Ow! That was my leg. I don't have a seat.
Alright. So you guys walk through the hole and down a corridor, and you come upon a room with...
Moose.
Oh, no.
Portals, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's an entryway, an exit directly opposite, and three portals, one on each side of...
potassium benzoate.
Can we, like, look... So, can, what? Like, is the portals open?
The Simpsons.
That was what was in the Froger topic.
Wait, so that... There's another regular door.
There's another regular door.
Okay.
And then there's two on one side and one on the opposite side.
Are there, like, any open portals right now?
None of them are open. It doesn't seem to be active.
Well, he said Gob over there. Well, alright. The recently departed Job. May he rest in peace.
Grabbed my hand. It was rude. His hands back over to him, still, like, burning. smoldering a little. Just,
He has a lower jaw. He can't say anything.
He's thinking of that.
Yeah, well, I can't.
He's thinking of that.
Well, didn't you say there's something valuable in here?
He said the gems. He said the middle of gems.
Are there gate stones in the middle?
So there are, there's almost like a pedestal. and there's this weird, like, kind of optical device,
Is this what the guy was? Is what he used to fucking go travel?
There's like a burnished bowl, and three crystals set by these lenses, and the lenses seem to be focused on the blank portal area.
Is there any, like, missing gems?
No.
Okay. When you say looking device, you mean like a telescope kind of thing?
It's not quite a telescope. Like, you couldn't, you kind of try to look through it, and you see the shape of the portal. It looks like it's supposed to focus light from something through the gem into the areas on the wall.
So it's through.
Maybe you can use it to tell where the portal leads.
Wanna just see what kind of what planes we get.
Yeah, what color are the three gems?
I'm going to say there's one green, one white, and one that's kind of like a dark purple.
Oh, my. So I'm going to try them out. Just, like, open it and then see what...
Yeah, sure.
So you look... I'll just tell you straight out what I'm thinking. You think... If you light a fire in the center of the in the bowl, that will cast the light you need.
Okay.
And then you use the lenses to bring the beams into focus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the portal opens.
Well, Mac, you wanna?
I'm still looking at the knife.
We need your fire.
You wanna light a fire?
Oh yes, I always want to light a fire.
Come on, baby, let me off.
Well,
I'm going to go fire. And summon up a fire there. Do I have to roll for something?
No. There's like a powder in this burnished copper bowl that's in the center of this apparatus. And when you touch your fireball to the powder, it ignites and burns bright white.
There we go.
Alright, so let's go. Which one do you want to go first? Green is... This looks seem pretty safe.
Yeah, sure. Let's do green. I mean, white's probably pretty good too.
Yeah.
I mean, white. I would think might be like celestial kind of realm.
Maybe. But the gods are dicks. No offense.
Oh no, they're dicks.
Mm-hmm.
No, gods are assholes.
Well, you're the Mace or
High Septon.
High Septon of a god. So I'm saying old god dicks. Part of it is saying that you're
good. Well, my cat's just forgetful. He doesn't mean to be a dick.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that.
All right.
Well, my god's just forgetful. He doesn't mean
Yeah, all right. So green or white first?
Let's do green.
All right.
Okay. You slide the lens with the green gem into place and focus it, and the stone surface where the portal is projected kind of shimmers in a strange way, and it opens up into a very dense kind of like pine forest. You feel like a cold breeze. It just seems to be a trail in a forest someplace.
Feywild, maybe?
I don't know. I would think more like magic-y fey, like more.
Now, are these are the portals to other dimensions we were saying, or they're
yes.
Okay? So,
well, let's see what the other ones are. We can go exploring them if we want.
All right, let's go for the white.
Yeah.
We'll slide to white now.
All right.
I'm going to be cold.
So.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
You slide the white lens into place, and you focus it. and you see a wrought iron fence.
Okay.
Looking out over... there's like a cobblestone walk, the leading down past a wrought iron fence. Beyond the fence, you see like an immense gulf, and there seems to be a city on a floating island far in the distance. And you can just make out like airships passing from.
Yeah, ethereal.
In and out of the city.
Oh, that's kind of cool looking.
Floating city. Okay.
Alright.
Purplish.
Yeah. Let's go for that. Let's see what we get.
Alright. Purple gets very cold.
Oh. I hate it.
Back
away from the portal as much as I can.
The portal seems to be looking out over a mile-wide canyon. You can see along the sides of it there are what look to be people wearing crude clothes and using crude tools, chiseling. There are tunnels. They seem to be digging deeper, expanding the tunnel. There's like a work crew, and as you look down, the canyon seems to go on deeper and deeper into glowing purple, like bright purple abyss.
What the fuck?
Close this one, I don't like it.
Canyonero. That one's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
We could see the people?
Yes.
I'm just gonna lean and stick my head out.
Hello.
Hey!
One of them looks up at you, and is kind of taken aback.
What is this place?
It points at you and says something to one of its companions, in a language that you do not understand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They all begin to like gather closer.
Oh yeah, no, close it. I back out.
And as they get closer to you, you see that these people are all deformed. They seem like animalistic. They've got some of them have like tusks. Some of them are like have extra limbs.
Yeah. Let's close that.
Okay, closing it.
So let's not go there.
No, I hated that place. Too cold.
Well, okay. So these are really cool. but not in the tower, which means won't help us get to Effie.
Can I dismantle it? Can I take the powder from the flame, the flame, and put like a bag, bag it, and then like dismantle like the...
Yeah, I would say I would make you roll for that because okay. It is a precision instrument.
Well, you did say that the stones themselves could be used.
Yeah, but I want to dismantle, so maybe like in the future I can always use it to.
Yeah, but if he reaches in and grabs it, it's attached to something and like it shatters.
Yeah, true.
Ryan, I have curiosity. Do you remember if I'm burns twice as bright or half as long? Right.
So what am I?
Roll defy danger using dexterity.
Dexterity.
You could just write it next to the skill, Eric, and then change it every time.
I did at one point. I did. I made a note at one point.
Dex zero. Ooh. Here we go. Let's see what I get. I got an 8.
8. All right. So I will say that the apparatus itself is extremely delicate.
Okay. That's one of my lowest scores. I'm not strong or dexy. My physical.
You think you can get at least one of the lenses off, but they're mounted in such a way that you're gonna have to be really forceful with it.
Oh, boy.
So you think you could either get all three gems,
yeah.
and leave the lenses as part of the apparatus,
yeah.
You can get the gems out, or you can try to take one of the lenses off, but it's probably going to crack the gem that it's attached to.
All right, I'll take the gems. Would I know if I could just make a new lens, or is it somehow the lens is also magic that would is also need like it's like a special lens that's needed for the portals.
It is probably if not machined, then very, very finely tuned to project the portal so neatly into the space on the wall. It could be used without the lens, but you might get like. It might be like a weird shaped portal. Mm-hmm. It might be, too larger than you wanted or smaller.
Listen, guys. Honestly, I think we really need these lenses. For the crystals to actually work. But I mean, I don't think I'm very skilled enough to get it without breaking the gems attached to it.
All right. Well, I guess we can leave it here for now. And on the way back, maybe we'll see if we change our minds about it.
Yeah, I mean, we could take old gems and that's fine. But honestly, I really think we need also this lens because it won't work otherwise.
All right.
Well, it can work, but it's going to be, it's sketchy as shit.
Okay, then.
You know, it's like one of those, it's like a bootleg portal.
Well, could
work, but not as good, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Then I guess we'll just go through the door.
All right.
Let's see. Okay.
Someone roll me a d6.
4.
Okay. And another d6, but d3, so divide it in half.
2.
2. Okay.
Could roll a d12 and divide it by 4.
Well,
you come upon a large double door with golden filigreed handles made of polished sandalwood.
Wow,
nice. That's some good sandalwood.
Sandalwood.
Are you sniffing the handles?
Sandalwood. It smells nice.
Oh.
It does.
Oh, yeah, it does smell nice.
I'll snip it.
All right. I guess we'll open the door.
Okay. You see what appears to be some kind of supply closet.
Ink, cartridges, paper, paper clips, pens.
Of course, they need their own tables.
But instead of like office supplies, there are magical ingredients.
Right. I'm a magic wizard. I can do magic stuff.
There are all kinds of powders.
And
humors and things that are preserved, good ground. There are samples of...
You stopped him dead in his tracks. Are they good humors? And there are also...
And there are also samples of crystals. There's some gum-like substances. There's
Burlactic gobstoppers.
an outcropping of rock. That seems to be like broken off.
You can make Borat a friend. Borax.
Borax.
You picked a little of
Borat. Oh, that was very nice.
Yeah. You see it now.
These are all like top quality ingredients.
Yeah.
It's from cheese.
But it says
crack. Are any other doors out of here?
The corridor just keeps going.
Oh, okay.
You know how much Ryan loves hallways.
I need some bags. You gotta take it all. Is there a barrel?
How are you gonna carry a barrel?
Wheels. Barrels have wheels. Dolly. You don't carry a barrel. You wheel it.
No, you wheel a wheelbarrow. You carry barrels.
You have to put a barrel on a dolly.
You tip it on its side first.
Did that too.
That's true.
Couldn't get it up any stairs, probably. Down the stairs might be all right.
But yeah, Fen, knowing what you do about magical supplies, Bartleby Wizardman is stocked up for probably like a good decade.
this
not for long.
We take his. I'll be good for fucking years with this. All these bad boys. Think about it. Then I'll have to bother you asking you to take me to different stores to get my components.
When have you ever asked us to take you to stores?
Why would we take you to stores in the first place?
I don't remember you ever asking us to take you to a store.
I never want to stand in the way of stealing.
To be fair...
I mean, look, I'm not trying to dissuade you from taking this asshole shit. Take whatever you want. I'm just saying, you've never asked us to go to a store.
Well, because... Most of my trip, I was trying to find ways to run away from you guys, and also I was high from the other half.
That second part I knew. You were trying to run away from us?
Yeah. Maybe.
But our fates are entwined.
Yeah, that's why I find it really hard to run away.
What do you guys
do? Look, we're going to die in a cell together.
The hourglass is Temek. Does Temek find his hourglass? Ran out of sand when he found it.
I'm going to say, just for shits and giggles, that your tattoos have changed again. Temek, what do their tattoos show now? What awful fate?
It was two men starving to death in a dungeon cell. And they match.
Actually, I've got one if you want.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, go with
this. Alright, they both have a noose around their neck, and they're holding up the other person's noose. So their hands are crossed in like an X, and they hold the rope above the other's head.
Okay.
They
like
just
it.
Dangle.
Okay, so it's...
Two men hanging each other.
Gosh.
I'm glaring at your tattoos with disdain.
They're not tattoos... So there are birds.
Stars.
And we hurt every time they change. Our fates are entwined. He changed it. He changed it. I can do that too.
Go to my arm and start trying to etch something in fire on my arm.
God, I can do it too.
Look,
it's two people went to Mac happily over here with the bigger one and the smaller one.
This is your fault. This is your fault.
Me?
You're the one who bound our face together.
Yeah.
Ty Septon, your followers, they argue so.
Oh, well, wait. Time out. We're not
yeah,
followers.
Yeah, we're not his followers.
Okay. I'm don't you see this giant symbol, the holy symbol hanging around my neck? I'm a paladin of Yintos.
You're a Yintoid.
Yeah. A Yintoid.
Yeah, the book told me to help him.
Yintoid.
An old book.
Yeah.
This book. And he waves the last page of the other book.
And look at this bad boy. And I show you my cool chest tattoo.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. Goat leaf, motherfucker.
It's still burning into my arm.
And there's the smiling salamander.
Thanks so much for your perfect
And I'm the chosen one.
Oh, no! I have to change it.
That's right.
Goat now leaf. I know why our forgotten god wanted you dead.
Yeah, that's right. Makes sense.
But he changed his mind, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. Did you say you were the chosen one?
I'm the chosen one, yeah. Of course I am.
And he's the last follower of his god. Look how devout we all are.
No, wait, don't you all understand what that means? It means that this elf over here is destined to bring ruin and destruction onto this whole plane of existence.
What difference does it make that he's an elf?
Yeah.
Why is that the first thing you want to do?
So you say all owls are bringing about the destruction of...
No, just you!
That wow. seems... I think your follower's fucking racist. Your PR. You have a talk about it.
Yes. And now this salamander is smiling because he's his big friend.
Look, no one's making you stay. You can go.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I have some more of that cactus juice?
Sure. I've got tons of it.
Listen, all right. We are going to Fate, saying fuck you to Fate.
Well, you're an asshole, but we could say...
I can embellish.
No. I literally have to say,
well, okay,
you're an asshole.
I'm just saying, I can follow you, and I can embellish on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say something different, too. I haven't figured it out yet.
There, because listen, oh, you know what, you're devout, and sure, that's great for you, and that's how you want to live your life, that's great, but you know what, fuck fate, fuck the gods. Just because it says I'm the chosen one, just because this has this giant tattoo on me doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to bring up the fucking destruction of the world. I'm just saying, fuck you, I'm doing me, motherfucker.
Can I make a suggestion? I thought of this before. Can his tattoo have changed to now include the mandala around it?
I like it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, wait a second.
That's different.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is this, though?
My
symbol's on there.
I'm gonna add this other detail. Mm-hmm. That black sticky stuff that was on the Tome of Tamar is now weeping from your tattoo.
Oh, that's a little bit. That's not good. That's not good, is it?
No.
Oh boy.
I might stain.
Oh. Good thing your robes are black.
Yeah. Oh.
You're kind of oddly sticky.
Well, it's a fresh tattoo, so. Yeah.
It's not that fresh.
Well, it is now.
Some of it is.
Yeah, some of it.
Anyway, the point is, he didn't choose to be chosen.
He was chosen to be chosen.
Yeah, some lady killed me at a bar, and I came back from life.
You died?
No, I got better.
But now the monster.
I don't think I really died. She just cut my throat, and then the blood went out onto a symbol, and then just went back into my body.
Oh, yes.
Monsters are coming from the sky.
I was at this bar, right? Monsters. And this lady was like, I'm going to kill you if you don't leave. And I'm like, yeah, you can kill me. And she would cut my throat. And I fall on the table where she was like carving the symbol of, like, you know, good old Tamar over here, right?
Oh, it's got a name now?
Yeah, it's Tamar.
Our god has a name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he remembers it?
Yeah, she. You know, I.
Your god has a gender?
Yeah.
And she remembers that?
Yeah, it's a whole story, actually. I know the whole, like, whole origin story.
Tell me.
Well, she was actually from some other plane.
Oh, come on, we already did the library shit.
And the Salamander saves.
So yeah, she was from another plane, right?
All
right,
while he's telling the story, I'm going to look around and see if there's anything of interest in this.
My upper bicep is covered in ash.
There's this whole, pantheon of gods.
Discern realities to find stuff.
Go ahead.
I remember the story from earlier.
That's it.
I'm just hanging on your every word.
All
right,
you have all three.
So basically... She, her whole mission now is
what here is useful or valuable to me.
You know, plan existence, plan existence, destroying all the gods in the world.
Ah, to me,
it's quite
though.
Kind of sad.
I don't need to do those kind of
that
spells.
That sounds good.
I mean, the gods were kind of dicks, though. She just wanted to fuck it.
No,
dude.
But then
are there any, like, pre-prepared jars of
I'm
stuff?
I'm part of everything.
Hey, listen. Hang on a second. Let's not talk over them.
Listen. You know, I'm the chosen one. I just have to wear a condom every time I have sex with Zanjaya.
We can cut your balls off.
That's not.
Oh, right. I know how to make condoms.
Oh, yes,
intestines.
Yes, you should. You should castrate yourself immediately.
No, that's not an option. That's
what if we just cut off one ball?
That's a hard no. Hard no.
Well, Zanjaya, would you still be attracted to him if we castrated him to save the world?
I mean. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but...
There you go.
That's a hard no, though. Hard pass.
And then she has a healthy clutch of eggs. Excuse me, what were we talking about?
Again, let's to our original conversation. And fate and stuff, this doesn't mean it's... Just because it's written in a book, just because the guy says it doesn't actually necessarily mean it's actually going to happen, right?
Just because it's written in a book doesn't mean it has to happen?
Yeah, some books are fake. They're fiction. They're made up.
I have to consult my book.
he
starts flipping through blank pages.
Yeah, they're all blank.
Yeah.
So, Walter.
Yes.
What magical substance is especially holy to Yintos?
That is a good one.
Yintos is the god of curses and spites. So I'm going to say
Drew carries 101 big dick chips.
curse essence. Like if you're
I might have some of that.
Curse essence.
If you're preparing a ritualistic curse spell, sometimes there's like distilled animosity that you could like add to it.
All right, I like distilled animosity.
Okay,
what if it's lemon lime Sprite? See, there's no R.
So you see a vial of a clear, bubbly liquid
lime flavor
that you recognize as distilled animosity.
All right, I'm gonna grab that.
Usually when you do a ritual, it requires no more than a few drops, and no ritual you've ever performed has produced more than a few drops. But this is a full like test tube full of it.
All right, I'm gonna put that with my vials of enchantment to keep it safe. My other question: what here is not what it appears to be?
The maze and the tower itself, really.
The answer is everything.
You can see from the number of people who are, lost in the tower for decades, that it's really kind of like a pitcher plant almost. Like it lures you in with promises of treasure and glory and all of the magical knowledge And it just keeps you trapped there, wandering forever.
Why is it sticky?
So it's going to keep showing us good stuff.
Right.
To keep us here.
Keep drawing you in.
Okay.
Really?
One more.
This sucks.
What is about to happen?
Sticking to my shirt.
Oh, no. What should I be on the lookout for?
More of those bluish multitude things. You have a feeling that those are the unfortunate people who were unlucky enough to put on the collars and come in, because then they were basically just sucked into Bartleby Wizardman's service.
Right.
You should also look out for Effie, you think, because she is powerful enough to be present throughout the tower, and you don't know what might happen if you
take her out of it.
Right.
Is there a sconce for her here?
Yes.
She's everywhere.
She's pretty much everywhere.
Okay. Also, all the raffle tickets within the tower are cursed.
Oh, damn it.
You catch sight of her face. She is regarding all of you with like a cool dispassion.
All right, well, grab what you need, Fen.
Why, it's taking
just
to my
stop, stop touching it. You're just going to make it worse.
Is there anything in the supply cabinet that I might like?
Is there any gauze in here?
Sure.
I toss you a thing of gauze. There.
What the hell with the stickiness?
You wrap it around and it won't stick to your robes.
You are looking around. You catch sight of some super concentrated cactus juice.
Oh, well, I'll take that.
All right. I'm going to grab
this cactus root juice.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to grab the real
or
good
root
stuff.
Cactus juice.
I'll make sure. I mean, I can't carry it all, obviously. It's probably too much to carry, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to carry as much as the good stuff as I possibly can.
Okay, how many weight do you take?
How much weight do I have left? How much load is 7 plus my strength, which is... No, it's plus... Oh, wait. No, it's 7 plus my bonus?
Strength mod, yeah.
Yeah.
No. So it's only 7. So... Which one am I on?
No, but it's 15.
I have 4. I have to... Well, 3, I guess. Because I have 4 right now.
Okay.
We should leave room for other stuff. Well, you can give some stuff to your girlfriend, too.
Yeah, she can carry some
stuff. You can also ditch him later if you really want it.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I... Well, yeah, I'll carry 3 for now. I mean, hopefully I can find a wheelbarrow. Wait a second.
Do I have Unseen Servant? I think you do.
I do, I have Unseen Servant. They have load of 3.
Did you prepare it?
It's a cantrip.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you can...
Yeah, Unseen Servant's a cantrip.
You can cast it and have your Unseen Servant.
All right. So the roll for cantrips?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alright. Ooh, I got
it. Not you, Gracie.
9. 9?
Alright, so you choose one of the conditions. I think it's you forget the spell, you take
the you draw a will, you disturb the fabric, and take -1. After it's cast, the spell is forgotten. I'm not gonna cast 2, so yeah.
Alright.
So I'm going to, call upon, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Your unseen servant is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
In the ethereal plane, Philip Seymour Hoffman, invisible to all, begins.
I'm just picturing Philip Seymour Hoffman carrying like plastic shopping bags.
God, so fuck you.
You take the vials down from the shelves, and you pass them. You pass them over to where you know Philip Seymour Hoffman is, and they disappear into his plastic shopping bags.
Here, I'll take 3, and I'll take 3. So I guess we have 6 all together.
Okay, so he will silently follow you with those plastic shopping bags full of your stuff.
How you doing, Phil? PSH.
It doesn't answer you because it is an unseen servant.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily say unheard.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it just doesn't do anything. Yeah. It just...
You did ask the spirit that you summoned once what its name was,
yeah.
And it wrote the initial. It wrote PSH.
You know, it was blowing you off.
Oh, this guy again.
Nice PSH. Let's see my health in my scene started.
All right, next room.
You guys want to do one more? It's getting a little late.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. I have one more.
Well, it's only midnight. It's midnight.
Yeah. All
right. So, reload of...
I can no longer say that I have to be up early for work.
What should I like? Reload of, like, good supplies?
Good magical supplies, okay. I guess.
That's a better thing than it's a bad thing.
Top shelf magical supplies.
Mm.
Somebody roll me a D6.
Six.
Top shelf magical supplies. I got the primo.
I've got a giant vial of distilled, I don't even remember what it was. Distilled animosity.
Oh, animosity, right.
Alright, so you guys begin walking down the corridor.
If you get rid of it, then you have Spite Zero. Sprite Zero.
Get out of my house.
No.
What?
And that was the safe plan I made.
I think after we call to, at Fade and Asshole, I want to go to the, I want to somehow. Oh, my mission is. I guess my mission is to follow, finish. Your quest, and then I have my own quest I want to fulfill.
Which is?
I want to go to Tamar with, bring her in front of the world's greatest counselor so she gets over her issues.
Okay. Can we also kill Yintos?
I mean...
Did I tell you guys that Yintos killed my mom?
No, I think you did not.
I think I discovered that in your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, when Piotr was in my brain, it like triggered some flashbacks, and I realized that Yintos killed my adopted mom, but she was really nice. I liked her, and Yintos killed her. So I don't really like him. I mean, I knew he was an asshole.
Should I not be trying to follow him then?
I mean, it's complicated.
Oh my god!
Because honestly, I think Tamar just really. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm still trying to process.
What if we go to all the gods and call them assholes?
I mean, they'd probably just team up and destroy us.
Yeah.
They're very powerful.
We'll just have to get more powerful.
Okay.
And then is every campaign of Dungeon World we play going to end with us killing gods?
This one we're just telling them they're assholes.
Oh, okay.
I was going to take mine to counseling.
Can somebody roll me a d6?
She has issues.
I got it.
She doesn't have an issue. She has a raw deal. I think if she talks to a counselor for a while, goes to therapy, I think, and resolve these issues he has, I think she can be a very good, nice
guy. Are you going to find someone who will take on a... angry goat god as a client?
That's my mission.
So as you guys are walking,
hell, I can just study and become a good counselor.
The walls of the maze sort of part, and you can see these crystalline pillars You walk between a set of them, and then a little while later there's another set, and they start getting closer and closer together as you're walking, and as you're talking, you realize that you're no longer on the ground.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Are we floating? You're
floating. You look down, and you seem to be floating like 25 or 30 feet in the air.
Yeah. This isn't weird to me. Sometimes, if I drink enough cactus juice, I'll hover 70 or 80 feet.
Ledmore looks down. Hooray! I've finally died!
Guys, why are we not on the ground?
Ah, did you guys notice it this time too?
Oh my god.
Are we standing on anything?
It doesn't seem like you are.
Watch, I know the trick. I reach into my pocket and pull out a rock. When I drop it, it's going to fall where the ground really is, and we'll all know we're not floating. And then I drop it.
It actually does seem to bounce on nothing and then clatter over.
See? We're walking on ground.
Yeah.
You hear like a, now that everybody kind of goes quiet, and you can make out like a faint humming noise.
And we're still, the crystal pillars are next to us?
Yes. And now that you look at it, the bases of the crystal pillars seem to like rise ever so slightly as whatever you're on like curves upward.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna follow.
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Alright. You keep walking along the pathway that you can't see under your feet. It takes you up and up, and eventually it leads out through a window in the side of the tower.
Does it still have crystal pillars?
No.
Okay.
You like poke your head out, and it is very cold. You are probably hundreds of feet up by now.
I'm gonna take out my sword and start tapping it like a stick.
Does anyone have a fear of heights?
No. It is. You tap around and the whatever pathway you seem to be on it continues out the window and it feels like it continues to rise. But you definitely find, like, an edge to it on one side.
Is it still winding around the tower, or is it just going off into nothing?
Up and out.
This might be the ethereal sky trail.
Yeah.
It is very ethereal.
Can we see and in the distance it's going? Can
and
we
the trail.
See the shifting savanna?
You can, in fact.
Oh, we're just going, fuck that. Oh. We don't, let's go the other way. It's not the way we're going.
Well, yeah, my money's on this is the ethereal sky trail.
Oh. It's going to walk back down here.
But this is the way the map told us to go to get to Effie.
Really?
We haven't passed any other rooms.
Peculiar.
Because we went into that atrium maze, but we didn't go through the maze to the tree. We went through that hole in the wall, which took us to the teleportation room. Mm-hmm. And then the only other room out of there was the hallway we were just in, that we passed the magical supply closet, and then we're here.
All seems a bit quick and...
Unless, I mean, there are a bunch of other doors in the atrium maze, but this was the way to Effie. So maybe this isn't the sky bridge?
I will say that, you look and there is another one of those, magical elevators. That seems to be, right off to the left.
Oh. Oh.
Because you're right, it doesn't make any sense, but it's a randomly determined dump.
No, I know. So this is the magic sky, the ethereal sky trail.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to write that down.
All right, it's the elevator.
Sky trail. And then we got another magic elevator.
Elevator. Elevator.
Yeah, alright. So I'll step into the magic elevator.
Alright, you begin to descend.
Dow.
I'm following. Because I follow him.
They bring the eye, Dow.
I follow Walter, so that's what I do.
You descend into past the atrium maze, down through several feet of rock and stone, and you find yourself in a stone chamber. It's in a there is an immense cylinder full of cloudy smoke that stands at the center of the room, perhaps 50 feet tall. Heavy tubes made of some kind of treated rubber, protected with magic and metal, snake away in all directions into the walls. You can hear the sound of what sounds like it's like the hiss of gas through pipes.
And the boiler room.
It's got Mankind and the Undertaker wrestling.
the beam of force deposits you at the base of this thing.
Is there anyone here? Oh yes.
My mom wrestling.
All right, so. What's the cylinder made out of?
It appears to be very thick glass or crystal.
And you said it's like smoky on the inside?
Yes, it's smoky.
Is there heat coming off of it?
Yes, there is.
Ooh. Okay. So I'm going to put down boiler room. I think Eric was right.
Can we say I landed on my head at the bottom of this now?
Sure.
This looks basement-y to me.
There's no reason for me to have been turned around. That's why I decided to...
Effie, what is this room?
You hear...
She's fire. This is where... This is her fire?
You hear... her voice seems incredibly loud.
This is where...
And very close. And suddenly the entire room kind of... glows.
Is this Epi Zordon room?
And the 50-foot cylinder is full of Effie's face. Just a wall of solid flame that can swallow you whole.
Now bring me four questionable heroes with attitude.
Heroes with attitudes. Oh, right, I get it.
And she says, "This is my prison."
Oh boy!
Wow. It's not so bad.
Your tone has shifted a lot here. You seem very angry.
I think it's the acoustics.
For the acoustics.
I rather like the heat.
The sound of her voice rattles the walls and.
You can't be damaged by heat, right, Eric?
You never can.
Yeah. Non-magical heat and fire can't harm me.
Too much?
Probably magic.
Non-magic. Yeah, I can.
Temek cannot be harmed by non-magical fire.
Are there other...
She might be magical.
Yeah. Just maybe.
I know. Right.
I would imagine she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if Temek wants to check if those pipes that are running off those tubes are hot.
Sure. Suggest it to me, because I didn't think of it
Temek,
myself.
Check to see if the tubes are hot.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay. He licks it. My tongue is stuck.
Are there other doorways out of here?
Nope, it's just this room. There are, because there's another winding set of stairs that go up.
Okay.
The pipes are hot?
The pipes are hot.
Ah, they're wonderfully hot.
Okay, so, Epi, we accidentally found your room.
Yes. I wouldn't want you to damage anything, say this this crystal case at the center of the room.
So if it got damaged, then you would just be set free?
Yes. What a shame that would be.
Hey, would you come out of there? Would you maybe accidentally burn some of us to death if we were in here? Or purposely burn us to death? Which would be a lot worse.
I could try very hard not to, but I'm not really allowed to think about the condition of my freedom.
Honestly, it wouldn't be worse. It's still getting burned to death.
No, there would be spite behind it.
Are you human in there?
Absolutely not.
What are you?
She's fire. Look at her.
And brimstone.
Hey, I come from one of the planes that Arch Scholar Wizardman gained access to.
Oh, she's a fire elemental. I'm guessing like the plane of fire?
That's hot. But I'm both.
Not the cold plane, that's for sure. Unless it used to be hot because she was there.
Yes.
Is it one of those ones that we saw upstairs or a different one?
No, it was a different one. I long to return home, but the Arch Scholar has kept me here in bondage for centuries.
Okay.
So we found that poor room. Does he have like places where there's more stones?
There are others.
It's maybe like in his quarters or something, or anywhere else.
So here's the thing. I realized before, this place is designed to like lure people in and keep them here. Mm-hmm. So the longer we sit around looking for treasure, the more likely we are to get stuck here forever.
Let's leave. Would we be lost and forgotten then?
I don't know.
Can I detect?
I have been lost and forgotten for decades.
No one's asking you. I was.
I'm a fucking expert on the subject of being lost and wandering around this horrible place.
I'm going to detect magic. So, you're recommending that we fake.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it. You detect all sorts of fucking magic.
Detect the fuck out of that magic.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if there's any
yes.
Well, there's a containment spell on this crystal cylinder that Effie seems to be trapped in. There's a whole lot of magic coming off of Effie herself. That is just barely contained. You can just sense it.
I'm going to try to just...
All right. Well, wait, one sec. Before...
I'm going to ride the elevator back up before you free the giant
Before box. Anything mm-hmm. may or may not accidentally happen to this big cylinder, if you were to get out, Effie, would you promise not to kill us or harm us?
If such a thing were to happen, I promise I would try my hardest.
All right, guys, let's leave. If anything happens, only happens to me.
Oh, no, I'm sticking around.
All right, good luck. I'm going to ride the elevator back up.
I take out my shield.
If he's staying, if Walter's staying, then I'm staying.
Sanctify, guidance, those won't help.
Also, I like fire.
So... Yeah,
no, all right. Magical, I might die.
Yeah, right.
So I take out my shield. Not my weapon, just my shield.
Okay.
Alright. Go for it, buddy.
Alright, here
we go. I will back off a step, because I was worried that it is magical.
Very flammable new book.
I got a ten.
Nice. Alright. So you're dispelling the magic on the...
Yeah. Alright, Effie, you ready?
So the second that you consume the magical essence, protecting this container she's in, it starts to crack, and you see her smile, and then the room fills with the sound of her laughter, and you can see the flame starts to lick out through the cracks, and it begins to spill out like liquid.
Okay.
And it starts spreading out over the floor towards you as the cracks like deepen and widen.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna back up from that.
It's
gonna split.
It doesn't seem like to me like magical fire.
I mean, it just like talk to you.
I'm going to back up.
I'll back it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna get at like if it's spilling this way, I'm gonna stand on the side.
I'm gonna start heading towards the elevator.
Yeah, I would back up toward the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah. So now that you've released her from her prison, you can feel the heat of Effie's rage.
Listen, chill out, just go, you know.
Don't say chill out,
calm down. Take care
of it. What kind of drugs do you have?
I have been in this place for centuries. Millennia.
And I released you. Alright. Don't take it out on us.
You should flee before I do what I have longed to do for all of these...
By my power.
All the years of my imprisonment.
Give us like half an hour.
Burn everything that Bartleby Wizardman holds dear.
Oh, wait. Can you free the other prisoners?
She
yes, I shall free them with death.
Yes, that's pretty much what she says. I can offer them the sweet release of death. It's all they have left now.
Okay.
Well, I suppose we should be going. It's been nice to meet you.
Right. So those hoses, the rubber tubes leading off into the house. Some of them begin to split.
Yeah, I want that liver.
Fire begins gouting out.
Half an hour. Give us half an hour. 45 at least.
She starts moaning in pleasure.
Every single place.
Run. Time to go. Yeah. I politely say goodbye to the fire because I like fire. And then I get out of it.
The fire is Effie.
I made a mistake. Let's go.
We say, well, I've been waiting. I've been kind of rubbing sand on the sky path to kind of show where it is.
The first part of it.
Yeah, I'm sure I didn't get very far.
We come back up. Just go!
I'm just gonna grab those, by the way, when we get to the portal, I'm just gonna grab the stones.
Just grab the stones, yeah.
So as you guys...
are we going out?
As you guys ascend...
No, because there's a very good chance the invisible trail will stop existing once the tower burns down.
Alright, then. Yeah, alright.
as you guys ascend... you see the atrium and the maze.
Oh, wait, why don't we just call Wolfsoon?
That's what we're gonna do, but we have to get out of here.
Well, we're out on that path.
You're not out yet.
No. Yeah. Also, the stones are inside.
Okay. I mean, we were outside. We definitely were. We climbed out a window.
Yeah, that's where the elevator is.
I know. If we stayed there and called Wolfsoon, he could pick us up there.
Okay, but yeah, we'll grab those stones.
Then we wouldn't have the stones.
I'm grabbing the stones.
All right, I'll follow you guys.
All right, what are you saying, Mr. Roman Game Man?
Well, I was saying that the place is in the midst of totally self-destructing.
Okay, I want to grab the stones.
Which stones?
The gate stones.
Okay,
gate
stones. I thought you had them.
No, I was going to dismantle, because you said if I take the stone to dismantle the portal, the thing.
Yeah, so I thought you said you took the stones and left the lenses.
No, I didn't say.
You said we were going to come.
You
back.
Said, I thought,
yeah, yeah, we said we were going to come back for them.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
So we could have just taken the stones. And I thought you said we could either take the stones or take the lenses.
You said if you take the stones, you'll break the lenses.
If you take the stones, you'll break the lenses. But if you try to take a lens, you'll probably lose one of the stones.
Yeah, so we didn't do it. So I'm just going to go and grab the stones.
All right, make me defy danger using dex to run back into... So before you start doing this, you are rising up in this...
Oh, I didn't see the die.
Yeah.
rising up in the force elevator. the ground splits... and you see an enormous gout of effigy flare up, and it starts working its way up the tree or trees intertwined in the middle of the atrium. It's just like a slow consumption. She's burning red hot because she's extending herself far beyond what she's used to, and the whole tower is filled with the sound of her laughter.
I saved you.
You make it up to the ethereal sky trail, and step off onto it.
Yeah.
Fen, you're bolting back into the tower.
Yeah, I got an 11.
Alright, so as you run down the invisible path back toward the ground, you see the wall sconces, are all also like flaring up, and effigy is laughing at you from every, you see a couple of fireplaces that just like explode.
That was nice!
She's not laughing at us, right?
Well, not directly at you.
She's laughing in joy.
Yeah.
I know you're having fun, please don't be at my expense of my life.
She's just loving this and trying to make it last as long as she can.
Oh, God.
So you're running back to the room. How did you do?
I got an 11.
You got an 11. All right. So you make it there. And yeah. The room is still there. All of the apparatus is exactly the way it was.
Yeah. Also, I'll break the lenses and take the three.
Okay.
Just
so you
I can always get new lenses. Mm-hmm. I guess it's easier to get lenses in them.
You could make new lenses. You take all of the stones,
yeah.
And you give them to Philip Seymour Hoffman, or you.
Yeah, at the end of time.
I'll say they're about one weight altogether.
Okay.
So they disappear into his invisible shopping
yep.
bags.
Let's go. Go, 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 go. We're out of here.
And then you run.
He briefly gets mad that you called him piss first.
Maybe another Defy Danger.
Can we see Wilsoon from outside on the sky bridge?
Yeah, he is circling
not
the tower.
Wilsoon, get down here now!
Nine. I got nine.
Good.
Nine.
So,
Eric, can you summon, like, fire and...
Oh, yeah, I could
like
do
a flare,
kind of. I like that idea.
You could. So yes. Go ahead and...
Over here.
Is everything that's happening over there flare?
Yeah.
All right.
This whole tower's basically a flare now.
So, you see... The path that you're on is,
yeah.
Fenferil, is basically a solid, like, roadway of force magic. So solid objects don't pass through it, but fire does.
Yeah.
And a huge jet of flame erupts between you and the exit.
Oh.
It's like dying down and then flaring up, and dying down and flaring up.
Oh,
so you can try to go that way,
yeah.
Or you could run back through the surgery and run out the front door.
You have to go. I'll go to the front door because otherwise he's gonna get. If he gets hurt, he's done. If he takes damage, he leaves. He's done. He's immediately dispelled if he takes damage. So
okay,
I gotta go down the tower.
All right. Can't. So you head back.
Yeah.
Make me one more Defy Danger using dex.
Yeah. 11.
11.
Nice.
All right. So you make it back to the surgery.
Choke.
You can see.
Choke.
Yeah, that existed.
You can see the in the basement. You hear the screams of those awful blue creatures.
I'm sorry.
As they burn to death. and you look down into the pit, and for a horrible moment, you see one of them on fire, and it looks up at you with pleading eyes. And then it is consumed. And there's this awful smell, like burning plastic. As you charge through the surgery and slip in some of the purplish ichor.
Great. I'm even more stickier then.
And you manage to make it back to the front door,
yeah.
Which explodes outward as you get to it.
Having a terrible time. I wish I was back in the library.
And you kind of tuck and roll,
yeah.
And look up as you see from the windows of the
yeah.
tower, just that giant face of flame,
yeah.
like bursts out, and
wow.
flares out of one, and then flares out of another. she consumes the entire interior.
Poor decision on my part.
How did you do on your flare, Timek?
Oh, you didn't tell me your roll. Okay.
Sorry.
What did I roll?
Grab the roll.
What do you usually roll to summon fire? Plus con?
Oh, con. Okay. 5, 6, 7.
Okay. So you'd probably want to
no,
do...
Gracie.
You'd probably want to do like a bow and arrow or something.
Sure.
Or, all right. So what options does your...
Sorry, I'm being distracted by keeping dog away from Ben's.
You just put her down.
Let's see, what were my options again? It's been a long time.
Yes, 7.
I guess fire would have to be one.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only, on a 7 and 9, I can only choose one.
So,
okay.
But it always comes with fiery touch and dangerous, and 3 uses.
Okay. So you've got yourself, a bow and arrow of magical fire. Mm-hmm. You fire off a missile that bursts in midair, mm-hmm. And you think you've gotten Wulsoon's attention.
How high up are we on this sky bridge right now?
Hundreds of feet.
Cool.
So you all have gone far enough out of the window that you won't be burned alive when effigy erupts from the window. And the other part of this that I did not tell you guys earlier, you hear this clicking sound, and you see further along the sky path, there are 8 man-sized crabs. That seem to be involved in some kind of a skirmish.
What?
With each other.
Wow.
Fine, I think we just ignore them.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're fighting.
Very on the sky bridge.
That's so random, alright.
That's literally what it is, because I rolled it under.
Seven giant crabs.
8 man-sized crabs slicing each other.
Yeah. Crab slice.
Yeah.
That's also a limited episode.
So just for effect, one of the crabs is pushed off the edge of the bridge.
Oh boy.
And it tumbles through the air for a good
hour.
5 or 6 seconds before it crashes on the ground and its shell splits
crab
open.
Crab people, crab people.
Damn, boy. Crab die from fall damage like people.
Wulsoon brings the Quixotic Queen alongside you. What the hell is going on?
Just we have rope. Jump on, yeah.
Yeah.
I got the rope, right? They didn't go out.
Well, you're out the front door, right?
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
circle back around for you.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that once the damage gets bad enough, the sky bridge is going to stop existing.
Yeah.
Well, you guys don't necessarily know what happened to Fen.
You don't leave me.
Oh, that's true. Can we see him down below?
I think we should get on the blimp first.
Yeah. So you all board the blimp. The last you saw of him, he ran deeper into the burning building.
I know, but I'm saying, can we see him down below us?
Maybe defy danger using wisdom,
please. It's funny, he's laughing at me.
I got a 4.
I'm gone.
Fen's dead.
It's a real shame that Fen died, just like my book wanted him to.
He finally accepted his fate to join us.
You look at your tattoo of the two men hanging each other, your scar of the two men hanging each other, and it's still there.
Fen's alive!
Oh. Great!
Jump in, okay.
The two of us are like,
oh. I'm gonna jump in the airship.
Okay.
And then tell Wulsoon to bring it around again one more time.
Did you mark experience or
I did.
Okay.
Aye, Captain.
Hey. Once everyone jumps in.
Yeah.
Why is he aye, Captain? And
are we
else?
Taking
is
Ledma?
The captain?
He's the pilot.
Are we taking Ledma?
Yeah.
I'm not going to leave her on the sky bridge.
Okay.
I mean, later on, I think we should have a group meeting and discussion if what we're going to do about Ledma.
Yeah.
To get there.
New clothes.
She could just hang out with the rest of our followers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is getting a ragtag. We don't really want this.
Like a walking really army, but half of us are useless.
Do we really want to deal with this Ledma?
I see him. He's down there.
So, she is useful.
No, that was Wulsoon.
Yeah, Wulsoon. That was Ledma.
All right, bring us down and drop a rope.
All right.
Good dog.
So he lowers your altitude.
Good dog. Hi.
Why are you talking about Chris like that?
Because he's stupid.
Fenfril, you see the Quixotic Queen coming down. We'll soon fires the brake jets, and you are just like covered in soot and ash from your
black sticky stuff.
A whole lot of disgusting sticky goos.
Yeah, the ash probably really kinds. Sticks to that.
Well, presentation. I mean, I can stop myself from getting sticky.
What are you doing?
You grab onto the rope, and they pull you aboard.
Yeah. I got magic. I can magically not make myself sticky.
Okay.
I got the crystals.
Which crystals?
The portals.
All those places look bad.
What?
I don't know.
Two of the three looked okay. All right.
I really didn't like the purple one.
Yeah, the purple one was bad. The forest was just kind of neutral, but that floaty city thing looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a lot of falling.
I definitely think we say, I don't know, the purple-blue one, we might have just had a, you know, bad first experience.
Too cold.
Maybe. Anyway, we still have to get to the Shifting Savannah. So that's where we're going, Walsoon.
All right.
Have you ever been there before?
Once.
Is there any civilization up there?
Yeah, he said that the people are not very nice to the outsiders.
They are very insulated and xenophobic.
What's the primary race?
Are they crab people?
The Shifting Savannah. Floating island, temperate, safe, neutral, enchanted. Resource is Faldetium, which is the floating ore that keeps it in the sky.
What's the founded
crab? Say crab people. It's full of crabs.
I don't know if we've ever established this previously, but I think it is giants.
Giant.
Oh,
geez.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
Okay. Giants.
Hey Effie.
She is not.
I was gonna ask where she's going. Alright.
She seems to be consuming the entire tower.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it is now, it like crumbles into itself, like the roof caves in and then it just sort of collapses into itself.
Yes,
oddly satisfying to watch though.
Yeah.
I can't believe we do this every place we go.
And then.
Okay, in this one, we were literally trying to help someone.
This is my fault. I get it. This hard.
No, I mean, we were trying to help someone.
Yeah.
This
you
is.
Help someone.
This is that wizard's fault for imprisoning a fire elemental. What did he think was going to happen?
As Walter's saying, is like, Fen just looks down at his tattoo. Well, now his new and improved, I guess,
tattoo.
And, thinks about his possible fate. is very depressed.
So as Wilsoon sails off, you guys are looking astern, and you see in one last big eruption of flame, effigy like shoots up from the tower and up into the heavens in a large kind of sloping arc and then just sort of winks out in the distance.
Yeah, he thinks about he's a destruction. He remembers how seeing that monster's pleading for its life before it dies and he doesn't like it.
What monster?
Into the basement. They were, remember?
Oh, that.
The knife, I think.
No, though, as he was just running out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he thinks about all the lives that have died, and all the people who've died that he hasn't seen, but he knows a great number of them are dead.
Here, Piotr's going to make it even better for you, because he watches Effie fly off into the distance. He goes, wow, I wonder what she's going to burn to the ground next.
And writes in the book, condom, spermicidal lube.
So about that breath control. So that's
castration
that
question mark.
Yeah, scribble it.
being a eunuch, pros.
Pro, don't destroy world. Con, everything else.
No testicles. All right. So as we close on that thought, we see the Quixotic Queen sail off toward the shifting savannah. We go into endgame. So who has a copy of the basic moves?
I do.
I guess he kind of sidles over to
end of session.
End of session.
He sidles over to Zendaya and just kind of cuddles with her.
And, all right. So Mexico, when you
admire his knife,
he needs some good coloring.
Tamek's the same. I mean, Walter feels the same way, and he holds Borax. All right. When you reach the end of a session, choose one of your bonds that you feel is resolved. Ask the player of that character who you have the bond with if they agree. If they do, mark XP and write a new bond with whomever you wish.
I'm not really. My bonds haven't happened.
Yeah, not really. Anyone?
No, I don't have any bond that's really...
Alright. Once bonds have been updated, look at your alignment. If you fulfill that alignment at least once this session,
mark
XP.
Can I make a new bond?
I'll let you do it.
I would like to make a new bond with Piotr.
Okay.
That I will prove to Piotr not to kill me. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will prove I'm a good person and that he should not kill me.
Alright.
That's my new bond with Piotr.
On alignment, it says endanger yourself following the precepts of your church or God. That was pretty much this whole game for
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, you sure as hell did that.
Mine didn't go. I have spread a dangerous new idea, and I really didn't have a chance for that.
No, I don't think I upset the rightful order.
I mean, you did kind of get this wizard's tower that had been standing for centuries, if not millennia, destroyed, so I would give
that's
it to you for that.
All right. I'll take it.
Did I discover this about some new about a magical mystery?
Oh yeah.
And then.
All right, and then answer these questions as a group and mark XP. If we did we learn something new and interesting about the world?
Yeah.
New and important about the world.
Uh huh. We learned all about Goat Leaf.
Tamar.
Yeah,
that's
Tamar.
True. Okay.
Well, Walter said he. Alex specifically said he wasn't going to listen to this spiel.
I think I overheard it anyway.
That's a group, yeah.
And
that's a group XP.
Did we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
Sure, if the tower is a notable enemy. It was trying to suck us in, and we destroyed it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you guys that one, because sure, I don't think you didn't have like a big clamor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did we loot a memorable treasure?
That one
I'll
give
you.
Yay!
We definitely did that. And I will give you each one exp to give away.
I'm going to give mine to Mr. Moya, because I thought he had some good scenes.
Thanks.
I'll give mine to Eric for the poem.
I'm going to give mine to Chris for being very easy to convince not to kill Meyer.
I really didn't want to try. It would have been very well, very poorly for me.
Yeah.
I was also going to give mine to Chris, though.
Yeah.
So you can still give it to Chris.
Right, I'm going
to
give mine to Chris.
I can level up now.
That's right. I didn't do much of the session. It's okay.
I didn't do it. Time, you're, but I did drive home.
You were like, come on, I want to kill something.
I was excited at the end with all the crabs. Then we had to go. Because I realized my max possible damage, if I hit something with my happiest, ecstatic, gleaming wand of burning,
bless you.
I can do 22 damage.
Whoa.
What's ooh, leveling up?
That's my max.
If it makes you feel better, we were probably still responsible for most of those crabs' death.
What was that? What was leveling up?
Current level plus, or 7 plus current level.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm still lowering.
7 more.
Should I level up now or should I wait till the beginning next game?
You can do it now if you want. Before we get to that though,
okay.
Let's sign off. Before we go, thoughts, comments, questions, things you like, didn't like?
Sorry, current level plus.
I'm back to playing.
Yep. Yeah.
Anything you would like to see more of or less of?
Crabs. Both more and less.
I like to see less of Legba because she's trying to kill me.
Legba.
What was
Legba again?
Legba's
from Eclipse Fate.
Right.
I would like to kill something.
Alright, you want to kill something? Any criticism?
No.
No, it's always fun.
Not enough killing things?
Yes, not enough killing
things. Eric was in it.
Well, you know.
The only small criticism was like, it was, and that's just the random generator was just like, sometimes that at the end it didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But that was it.
I feel like, I have mixed results with random dungeons, because sometimes it works really well, but if you ever ask a question like, hey, where is this in a concrete sense? I feel
like one way to get around that might be that if you say to yourself as the GM, like, 5 rooms in is this thing. And then whichever way we go.
Yeah.
Or, 3 rooms in is this thing. So instead of rolling, it would just be...
I don't know if I've ever explained how this works. Each dungeon has a certain number of areas. There are common areas and unique areas. So the common areas are supposed to be like more mundane things. The unique areas each get their own, like the surgery was a unique area. The nest of blue things was a unique area. Effie's container was a unique area. The library. And everything else was just supposed to be sort of like filler or interstitial.
But we didn't go to any of those.
Right.
except the supply function.
You didn't go to many of them. The portals to other realms were also supposed to be kind of interstitial areas too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, we still have them. We still can go to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I roll on a D12. And it tells me if you found a common area and what's in it, like if there's a danger or a discovery.
Yeah, no, we still have a curse, so we can definitely go to it.
Yeah, we can check him out.
I'm excited to see how cursed my knife is.
Yeah. I want to see how cursed you get.
It's just siphoning off your life a little at a time.
I'm level 9!
Nothing bad's happened.
Well,
I'm still level 6.
I'm 8.
Jeez.
I just got to 7.
I failed a lot in the last game. Mm-hmm.
What is the score that brings you from plus 2 to plus 3 on a thing?
I think 18.
3? I think, 18.
Okay, so I need one more before that goes up. Alright. I'm all leveled up.
Alright, so before we sign off, does anyone have any last will thoughts?
I'm not racist, I'm just ignorant.